road does not go on forever.
No.
Not for Greg Allman or anybody. Oh, boy. What a bummer.
He decided to go out when he was 69.
Yeah, true. I guess
way to go,
he can
Greg.
Be happy for that. 6 years after a liver transplant, which he said was harder than quitting drugs.
Wow.
That surprised me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because you have that rejection medicine, and I don't know.
Yeah, it just seems like he really liked drugs a lot.
Oh, well, yeah. It did.
We called him once from WAF in a hotel room in Boston after they played the Orpheum, I think. Mm. And he was out of it and stayed on the phone with us for about 15 minutes.
Real? Well, see, the Allman Brothers were known for doing things to excess, so.
He was really funny, too. He didn't mean to be. He just was.
But he fell asleep in spaghetti. Isn't that the legendary story of why Cher wanted to divorce him?
That I never heard that.
A meal,
that.
And then he flopped over in a plate of spaghetti, and she's like, that's it.
Well, they were married 9 days and split up, mm-hmm. remember, originally? And then a month later, I think he wooed her back somehow, but that must have been when the spaghetti happened.
Maybe.
They were together a year,
yeah,
I think.
Right.
Which I didn't remember it that way at all. I just remember that nine-day deal,
yeah.
which was... He said he was going to the grocery store, and he was gone for 3 days. And the grocery store returns
right.
on the old man show Sunday morning on CBS. What was the old, what was the grocery store story?
Oh, he went to the grocery store while he was trying to figure out who the name in the song Melissa, you know, that great song,
Sweet,
oh, yeah.
Melissa.
Sweet Melissa.
And, you know, he's trying to Sweet Barbara, you know, and other, you know, which we would never accept nowadays, but... some little girl got away from her mom, and the mom goes, "Oh, Melissa!" And then, that, you know, that was his epiphany.
Bang!
He described the lady as being Asian, and all I can think of is, Asian lady had a daughter named Melissa?
Melissa.
Doesn't seem...
That, and he was
likely.
At the grocery store one time and saw his own self on the front of the tabloids.
Oh, when he was with Cher.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff happened to him in the grocery store.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's really strange.
Should have ate out more.
Yeah, I really... Greg Allman shopped at the grocery store.
I know, that's an odd thing to think of, Greg Allman in the grocery store.
I had a friend who wrote a song for his girlfriend once.
Ooh.
And, her name was Melissa.
Ooh.
And it sounded a lot like Sweet Melissa.
Oh, he just ripped it off.
Like, if he released that song, he would have been sued. I just remember playing it.
You didn't tell her?
I don't think she knew.
She went into the Allman Brothers.
Oh.
Oh, wow. She probably
so basically
was a
just
genius.
A cover song.
She thought he was an unknown musical genius.
Pretty smart of him.
So did she put out on the strength of the song?
I don't think they're together anymore.
Oh. She probably heard the song and was like, that
somebody straightened her out.
Today.
The Allman Brothers.
All right,
but
so.
I tweeted out something about loved Eat a Peach and didn't realize until afterward reading about why he named that album Eat a Peach, that they liked to eat a peach when they went to Georgia, and especially the two-legged kind. It's like, oh, for God's sakes.
Oh, no.
Did you use the emoji?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Use the peach emoji.
That's so awesome.
Well, don't feel bad. I had no idea. Trudy, it sounds like you and I missed the same things.
I know.
Because we both missed the state of Michigan with the hand, the logo.
I know, right.
And I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I was a pretty big fan.
Tweet out that you like eggplant. And use the eggplant emoji.
That might not be nearly as controversial.
Yeah, well, yeah, Drew, you tweeted out.
Okay. The Allman Brothers, what a great story. I mean, to lose Dwayne Allman and then a year to the day Barry Oakley, the bass player, and Dickie Betts, I think, really stepped up at that point. And I remember Ramblin' Man was their big hit after Barry Oakley died. But, I mean, to lose two guys like that and still go on till 2017?
Yeah. That's endurance.
Not that they had that many tracks after. Eat a Peach was after Dwayne and Barry Oakley died, which is, I mean, that was a great, great double album.
Right.
Back when people, I mean, have you noticed the absence of double albums?
Yeah,
who's the last, who put out the last great double album?
Well, no one does now, right? Because it's track by track.
Yeah.
Why would you release a double album now?
But who did? I mean, before downloading took completely over, when was the last double album?
Smashing Pumpkins had one.
I
was thinking Guns N' Roses.
Use Your Illusion.
Guns N' Roses, yeah. I think Smashing Pumpkins.
Wasn't Use Your Illusion two albums, though? But it was put out together, yeah, I guess, technically.
Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. That was a double album.
Wow.
But, I mean, how rare? I mean, I'm thinking back to between Eat a Peach and then. I mean, how many double albums? Because there were a bunch of them from the White Album till, I mean, Eat a Peach, The Stones, Head Exile on Main Street. Yeah, it seemed like everybody had, Quadrophenia was a double album, right? It seemed like everybody had a double album in there, somewhere in there.
Right.
Or the big bands did, and got quite rare. But anyway, got all the great songs, Ain't Wasting Time No More, Statesboro Blues, that live, what was the live album called? Was it Live at Statesboro? What was the big Allman Brothers? Yeah. It had Whippin' Post and Statesboro Blues?
Whippin' Post.
Whippin' Post, oh my God, yeah. Goes on forever.
Yeah.
Wasted Words, Blue Skies, Jessica, Come and Go Blues, Sweet Melissa, so many great songs.
He was hot when he was young, too, in that redneck way.
Yeah, women love Greg Allman.
Like a redneck hotness.
Big time.
Mark's furrowing his brow.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think he's that hot.
Well, he did have the advantage of being the main guy in the Allman Brothers.
Yeah, he had that long blonde hair. But I didn't like that crap that was going on under his lip, yeah.
Yeah, and he was
pretty icky.
He was a mess, too. For a long time, he was a terrible mess.
Yeah.
But he revived himself, and I'm trying to remember, when did he get sober exactly? Like, was it before the liver transplant, or was it?
I don't know. I was trying to check out his memoir,
mm-hmm.
My Cross to Bear. And remember when he was on Stern, he was talking about?
I never heard him on Stern.
Oh.
I want to hear that.
Why? Want to hear that?
I heard Chris Robinson on Stern talking about meeting. Let's see, was it Warren Haynes or who was it? It was somebody in the Allman Brothers band. Might have been Dickie Betts. Anyway, he's having this nice conversation with somebody in the band, and he looks down the hall and he sees Greg Allman combing his hair for like an inordinately long time.
All right.
And he's thinking, oh man, I really want to meet Greg Allman. And suddenly comes walking down the hall, and whoever he's talking to, I think I want to say Warren Haynes or Butch Trucks or somebody, stops him and says, hey Greg, this is Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes. And Greg goes, who the fuck cares?
Oh.
Walking.
Dick.
And Chris
said, you know, there's no story if he didn't do that. So he thought, you know, he was amused by it. He wasn't that bummed. But anyway, we lose another great one, Greg Allman. And I assume that's got to be the end of the Allman Brothers now. I mean, can they survive Butch Trucks, Dwayne Allman, Barry Oakley, Allman? Dickie Betts wasn't even playing with them at the end, I don't think.
Did that matter to the Skinnards at all?
I don't know.
There's still a Skinnard.
Yeah. Well, Leonard Skinnard, there doesn't seem to be any loss that band can't overcome for some reason. They still are out there.
There seem to be endless Van Zants.
Yeah, there's an endless supply of cousins and brothers.
I was listening to a news report and they mentioned his death, his passing, and they called him Greg Allman.
Oh, no.
Just the pronunciation.
Oh, come on.
Made me laugh. Uh-huh.
You know, that is so bad.
Saw Ringo misspelled his name.
Oh, Ringo did?
He left off a G.
Oh, that's Greg. Not hard to do.
Of course it's not.
I think I did the same thing.
Most people don't spell Greg that way.
There's also two L's in Allman.
Yeah, I would think
so. There's two places you can fuck up on that name.
I did see some of the commentary about that.
You should have misspelled it on purpose and spelled it as Almond. A-L-M-O-N-D.
They were the Allman Joys before they were the Allman Brothers.
No way, really? They were,
yeah, in 65, 66, I think. And Dwayne actually, I think, created their big break when he went out to L.A., I think they all did, and most of them gave up and came home, and Dwayne stayed out there and played studio guitar on a lot of stuff, including I want to say Otis Redding. It's not Otis Redding. It's not Percy Sledge. I'm getting my black R&B guys confused here. Wilson Pickett. Wilson Pickett did a kick-ass version of Hey Jude that was a hit. It was after the Beatles when people used to cover everything the Beatles did, like trying to get a hit out of it after they did.
Yeah.
And Wilson Pickett did have a nice hit with Hey Jude, and Greg Allman, Dwayne Allman, played some ass-kicking guitar on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey Jude.
Hey Jude.
Don't make it bad.
Here's the Tiny Tim version, of course.
Take a sad song.
Hey Jude.
And make it better. Remember.
I don't understand this whole business of doing a cover right after the band has a hit with it, but they used to do that.
Is that so other album or other radio genres would play it?
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, Gladys Knight and the Pips had a huge hit with I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Uh-huh.
And Marvin Gaye had done a version of it before that, but hadn't put it out. And so he put his out anyway, which was an even bigger hit.
Wow.
Because everybody remembers Marvin Gaye's version.
Yeah.
But Gladys Knight and the Pips had a, I think it was a top five hit before.
And then the Raisins had a hit with
the
it.
The Raisins did pretty 80s. Well with it, too.
I didn't really like it until the Raisins came out with it.
What?
Yeah.
Those Raisins were
the Raisins version. He got sober in the mid-1990s. But his liver was shot by then. Oh, no, it was Hep C that shot his liver.
Gross.
Screwed over.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, so here we are. What's popping? We're here in the DealsInTheD.com studios. A little different start today with the death of Greg Allman. But still going to tell you this. We talk about our friends at DealsInTheD.com all the time. And, of course, Zot Jeep on an M59. Did you know they're one of the largest Ram truck dealers in Michigan? Their inventory is huge. Over 250 Ram trucks in stock. They also carry a full commercial line of heavy-duty trucks and vans. During their Drive and Discover event, you can lease a new Ram Crew Cab Bighorn 4x4 for just $169 a month. DealsInTheD.com. Get there! And the offices of Dr. Roast just sent us some copy about HGH, which, interesting. You know, I know about HGH because I know all the good it can do from taking it, but I didn't really study up on it that much. I just... Greg's taking it. It's got to be good. 8.8 increase in muscle mass on average after 6 months. Now, if you work out, which I should be doing, if I was lifting some weights, apparently you can really put on some muscle mass pretty quickly. And then there's the 14.4 loss of fat on average after 6 months without dieting. That's what I did. And yes, I
imagine if you dieted too.
I know. Higher energy levels, enhanced sexual performance.
Drew's banging all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, I'm killing it.
Take a black light to this room.
Oh, man. That's a cheap shot.
No, that's a compliment.
He made love to every girl in every city in America.
Can't contain it. There's so much.
Greater cardiac output, superior immune function. Then there's, of course, the healing. That's why it's such a problem with athletes. They don't want them healing faster. That's why athletes like HGH.
How silly. They don't want them healing faster. Just let them use whatever they
heal
want.
Normally.
Let all athletes use whatever they want.
Yes. Let everyone.
How about younger, tighter, thicker skin?
Tighter.
Wrinkle removal, elimination of cellulite, sharper vision, mood elevation, increased memory retention, improved sleep. I can testify to that. HGH.
Okay, the color of your skin is open your legs.
You might want to give a call to the offices of Dr. Roche. Get a consult if you're interested in HGH, 248-338-1110, or www.droche. So, okay.
By the way, the Raisins hit number 84 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, is that all?
I disrespected them because they were Raisins.
Four albums.
Disappointing. Anybody else big Allman Brothers fan here? No?
Eh.
Nah.
The hits, I can't say I've ever put them on.
Well, you know, I mean, I think the problem would be that the Allman Brothers music, you know, their singles were incredibly long, all of them.
That's true.
And so they didn't fit the format of radio.
I appreciate them. They're fine.
Well, you know, they didn't really have any hits after 74, 75. I mean, honestly, other than I'm No Angel by Greg on his own, I can't think of a... And all that anybody here thinks about is that Saturday Night Live skit, which was funny as hell, with Amy Poehler pregnant, getting picked up at the bar. That was very funny. All they played was a song. They didn't have any.
No dialogue.
There was no dialogue. That's right. It was really good. Tiger Woods, of course, making big news today. And it's a slow news day to boot. Yeah. He just dominated the news with his DUI.
There was another death today before Tiger.
Jim Bunning.
Oh, Jim Bunning died.
Jim Bunning died.
Right. I was thinking Frank DeFord passed away.
Oh.
DeFord wasn't DeFord even that
died?
Old. Yeah.
How old was Frank DeFord?
74. The big famous sports writer. And he started, what was the name of that newspaper he started that lasted not too long? It was like the USA Today just for sports. Do you remember that?
I don't even remember that.
National Sports.
The National, yeah.
Boy, that was quick.
National?
It was so quick, I don't remember it.
Yeah. I mean, he was he's a pretty famous sports writer.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, wrote many a long, you know, a lot of those long form pieces for SI.
I'm sorry, he was 78.
I remember the first time I saw Frank DeFord was probably 20 years ago, and I remember thinking he didn't look very healthy then. I mean, I would not have predicted 20 more years for him. And I liked him a lot, too. I'm not knocking him. He's a cool dude. He wrote great stuff. And Jim Bunning, of course, pitched for the Tigers and the Phillies. I think he's one of the only guys to win 100 games in both leagues.
Really?
And he may have thrown a no-hitter in both leagues, too.
Huh.
But don't quote me on that. Or go ahead, quote me on that and check and tell me if I'm wrong, which you love to do.
This is the only member of the Hall of Fame that was also a U.S. senator. As if there's that many athletes that are senators anyway who can make the Baseball Hall of Fame.
It's possible now.
What's that, Brandon? Really?
These five have done the no-hitter in both leagues. So
was Jim one of them?
Jim Bunning.
Did Clemens do it?
Hideo Nomo.
Well, Ryan.
Johnson, Cy Young, and Nolan Ryan.
Cy Young?
I don't know. It says his name.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how many teams Cy Young pitched for. He won 511 games, but back then. I mean, there's a guy that won 40 games in one season, Jack Chesbro, which is ridiculous. I mean, the game's a little different. So I think the numbers are sort of ridiculous. Walter Johnson won 416 games.
Oh.
Now if you win 250, that's probably Hall of Fame.
Should be.
Tigers sucking, by the way.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, it might be. It's not all. You can't
only,
say it's
what
over.
Are they, I know I'm joking. But they are 400-500.
But still, they're in the division race.
I think when
the
you
Twins were in first place a few days ago, 23-18, I think.
And when you crap the bed at the White Sox, it's not a good sign.
No, Zimmerman's pitching. Zimmerman looks like he might be the next Sanchez, which is great news. Yeah. I mean, they just blew how many million on Sanchez, who had three. Well, this is going on three crap years, and Zimmerman's got three more at $22 million a year, and he looks like a disaster.
Oh man, that's going to be painful.
Avila has got to be feeling the pain there.
His best move is as general manager is getting his kid back.
Maybe he's hitting the ball. He looks good too. I mean, I don't think it's a fluke. I think Alex Avila had a great year in 2011. Was it?
Yeah, the year of the pretender, as you labeled it.
Yeah, 19 bombs and 89 RBIs, and I think he hit 280 or something. And was the All Star catcher? Was in the All Star game anyway.
Who else had a big 2011? I know
Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford, Avila. That was the year Brady Hoke took Michigan to the Sugar Bowl.
That's right.
11-2. And I think Dan Cleary had, that was his big year with the Wings.
Yeah, there were a few really crazy seasons in 20. I don't know why. I mean, I think that was a good observation to call it the year of the pretender.
One of your best, yeah.
Matt Stafford, by the way, did anybody see him with Bernie on the special sports show they had on Channel 4?
Is that what yesterday's Channel 4 special was?
No, they ran one, I believe it was Wednesday night.
I saw him at 11 o'clock.
Did they rerun it last night?
I don't know. There was some special, Channel 4 special. It was an hour, and I'm like, I'm not even going to record this because this is about Stafford. I don't want to watch it.
Well, he and his wife were about 15 minutes of it, and, of course, the baby. The only thing interesting about it, I mean, other than the fact that every time Matt picks up the baby, they shit. That was revealed. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why they felt the need to reveal that, but they did.
I hope they said it like that, too.
No, not
every
quite.
Every time Matt picks it up, the baby shits.
That would have been hilarious if they hadn't bleeped them on Channel 4. The only thing interesting about the whole thing was seeing the Stafford's house, which looked fucking cool.
Woo-hoo, man.
Oh, man. They got this giant window out the back to one of our lakes. I'm not sure which one it is, but
isn't he a sweet place. Isn't he out on the east side now?
I don't know. Honestly,
I thought he bought someone. Did the Ford sell a mansion and he bought? I thought he. Or Art Van. Did Art Van sell his mansion?
Yeah, Art Van sold a mansion. If that's the Art Van house, oh my God. That place was huge. That place was just gigantic. And they were asking for a ton of money for it, too.
Could always ask Hanky Panky.
That didn't look, I got to tell you, having seen the Art Van place when it went for sale, that didn't look like a place Matt Stafford would move into. I don't know why I'm saying that. It just looked old on the inside. It didn't look like the house they were in. I don't know. It's a weird observation, but just saying. And it could well happen. Cecil Fielder had some old Ford mansion, I think, when he was playing.
Huh.
And I'm sure he got foreclosed on or dumped it first. Whatever. What is happening, Cecil? What happened to Cecil Fielder?
I don't know.
A mess.
And I so don't care.
And what's happening to Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's a rough-looking mugshot.
Man.
Not surprising.
See, puffy.
What have
friends.
That's, Mrs. Woods was apparently in the car partying with Tiger.
Tiger already put out a statement today.
Yeah, he doesn't sound good. You want to play that, Jay?
Like he was in jail for 8 hours.
Every one of you has good reason to be critical of me. I want to say to each of you simply and directly.
What?
Tiger, wake up. Wake up, Tiger.
Tiger?
I am deeply sorry.
Oh, boy.
For my irresponsible and selfish behavior engaged in.
The cameras are even drunk.
I know people want to find out how I could be so selfish and so foolish.
How?
People want to know how I could have done these things to my wife, Elin.
Elin, she forgot who he's married to. He's not even married anymore.
My children.
I think Elin's second guessing her decision
while
today.
I have always tried to be a private person, there are some things I want to say.
Such as?
Go ahead.
Elin and I have started the process of discussing the damage caused by my behavior.
He's having a drunken flashback.
As Elin pointed out to me,
it's apparently why he was hammered.
My real apology to her did not come in the form of words.
What?
Yeah, it will come from my behavior over time.
Oh, boy.
This is as slow as...
We have a lot to discuss.
Slower than Dr. Phil.
It's just a good thing, and I hope Dr. Phil never gets drunk.
Jeez. Will we say to each other...
He's going to have him on the show, though.
I thought the most interesting thing about this Tiger Woods arrest was that somebody claimed his girlfriend was at Neiman Marcus in Dallas when she was informed via phone and that she said, I knew it, and was crying and then proceeded to spend $5,000 on a shopping binge.
Wait, what?
I'm not kidding. I read that in, let's see, I think TMZ had that little
story.
Wait
a second. She was Neiman Marcus in Dallas?
Yes, and she got a phone call.
What time does Neiman Marcus open? 10 a.m.?
No idea.
So 11 o'clock Eastern time? They didn't know. They waited 4 hours after it was released to notify her?
Well, he was booked at 7 something in the morning.
He was let out at 7 o'clock. He was booked, I think, at 3 o'clock.
3 a.m.
I thought they said he was pulled over at 3 o'clock and booked at 7.
Okay, I thought they let him out at 7.
Released at 10:50.
Okay.
I think that, I mean, I saw that in a couple places.
That'll work.
Yeah. But I mean, I have no idea if this is true, but that's what they claim that she said. I knew it, and was like crying.
Wait,
and then
she knew that he was going to get drunk. And
I don't know.
Get pulled over.
She knew that she shouldn't have left him alone. Maybe.
Oh.
He was driving away from his house, by the way.
No.
When he was pulled over, so.
Uh-oh.
I thought he was coming home from his restaurant. The Woods. What do you want to name your restaurant?
The Woods. The Woods is the name of his restaurant.
Yeah. Mm. You want to hear some reviews?
Sure. If there's any one-star reviews.
Staff is lacking knowledge of their own business. Rude and kind of lost looking.
Like him.
Been sitting here waiting for my food for an hour or so. Appetizers were cold. Tiger should take his name off this place before it's tarnished any further.
Oh, well, God.
Too late for that often. I've already tarnished it even more. Listen to this pain in the ass. Amy Jones. We made an early reservation for 6 people and were seated promptly. We asked about cocktails and menu items, but the waitress had no clue about any of it. She couldn't tell us the difference between appetizer portion size or kinds of sauces on the meals. Oh! She was very unprofessional and poorly trained. Cocktails finally arrived, and she stood at the head of the table and requested we pass them down to the correct person.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There's the manager. After that, we sat with empty drinks, including water, for most of the evening.
Oh!
When the meals finally arrived, the food runners auctioned off the plates, never stating the different cooking temperatures. And also asked us to pass plates down the table instead of actually serving the correct meals to the correct people.
God damn it.
The steaks were all cooked incorrectly and the lobster tails were cold. Besides being very fishy, the hog snapper was flavorless.
Oh my.
The staff was completely indifferent to the fact that the meals were uneaten, cold, sent back for improperly cooked. After almost 3 hours in an almost empty restaurant, we finally all had our meals. Wow. We ordered 2 bottles of wine and served with the meal that arrived almost 10 minutes after our meals were served. And one...
Suck!
And one was the wrong bottle, and it had to be sent back.
What happened?
Oh, my.
The check arrived with no discount and no apology. When I addressed this, the manager was very rude and confrontational. The general manager finally spoke to us. It was kind of apologetic, but a little too late after the horrible experience. Never again!
Wow.
Never again! A lot of these reviews always end with, never again!
Oh, that's terrible.
This lady was mad because they filled out the form on the website to make a reservation, and they never got called to, you know, verify the reservation. So they took their business elsewhere and gave the Woods a 1-star review. They never went there.
Just based on the reservation experience.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them. So.
One of the stories said that he was arrogant, I guess because he refused the breathalyzer, but there's really not that much information.
He was probably arrogant.
I could see him being arrogant.
Surprised by that?
No, not at all.
The mugshot says a lot.
Yeah, the lids are very prominent.
Heavy.
Super.
Very heavy.
Buzz, but also super, I'm pissed that they, how dare they pull me over? Is he still driving an Escalade, by the way?
Oh, I don't.
No, he was in a 2015 Mercedes.
Oh.
It's a little bit of an old model for 2015. Tooling around in.
Like
you have the 2 years old model.
Wow. Hard
so you got a 3-year lease? Like us mere mortals?
Suck!
Car could have rust by the time he turns it in.
Did he have a DUI before? Was he charged with a DUI last time?
No, they did not charge him.
He had one before, right?
He had one, but they didn't press a charge on it.
Huh.
Wait, he had a DUI before the...
2009, he got pulled over for, Ambien?
Was that the Thanksgiving?
Oh, that's when he hit the thing next door.
What happened?
That's when he couldn't get out of his subdivision. Elon was chasing him with a golf club, knocking out
She's
windows.
She's saving him. She saved us. She
what
saved
happened?
My life.
Imagine how frightening that was to him.
Yeah, she saved his life.
Trying to drive away from Elon.
At 2 miles an hour.
Couldn't, he couldn't pick which road.
You know, of all
the real road, huge.
Of all the Quickly. True crime that has occurred in the world, and there's been much. I mean, different kinds. Of course, I would never want to see a murder occur or anything like that. There's nothing I would rather see completely reenacted with full truth than that night at Tiger Woods' house. From the moment she finds Rachel Uchitel on his phone until what happened?
Her just breaking things and Tiger sleepily stumbling out to his car and going 2 miles an hour.
Falling asleep before the police arrive. He was actually asleep, it sounds like.
Wasn't he driving on the curb? Wasn't that part of it?
There are three roads. Only really one, but...
Yeah. He hit a fire hydrant next door. Oh, right. He made it like 20 feet.
It crashed.
Yeah. But it sounds like she chased him out of the house. There was damage in the foyer of the house. Remember, there were contractors there like the next day.
Yeah.
And then there were, you know, strange windows out in his car. The window behind the driver's side. Apparently, he was driving fast enough that she swung to hit the driver's side and hit the window behind him. He claimed she pulled him out of the car like that saved his life.
Yeah, well, he was
a fire
going, 2 miles
going 5 miles an hour. He didn't need his life saved. Or did she mean she stuck her finger down his throat and made him throw up whatever he had inside him?
Oh.
Is that how she saved his life? He acted like she pulled him out of the car.
Yeah.
Out of the
rear window.
Did the police inquire as to why the back window then?
Oh, I'm sure they did. I think the police were pretty kind to him in that affair.
What happened?
He did not get a DUI. Yeah. So, he seemed like pretty fortunate
how
to
many,
me.
How many times do you think they let him go? Because
oh yeah,
this was he had a bunch of free passes.
Probably with a
with that look on his face.
Yeah, he's well. They said he was all over the road, so
they couldn't let him go this time. No, but Trudy's wondering how many times do you think he's been pulled over before?
Gave him free passes before.
Yeah,
we'll drive you home, Mr. Woods.
Yeah, they. But you know that always results in disaster because people usually find out about it, and then the cops are on the line, and it's a big pain in the ass. That whole Elbrooks Patterson one.
Oh,
remember when they drove
train
him
tracks,
home? And they ended up charging him. Remember when they charged him with something way after the fact? I thought it was like, wait a second, he already got his break.
Yeah,
you can't do that. And he wasn't allowed to drink for 9 months or something.
How do you charge him that far after the fact? You can't.
I thought it was really strange. It was one of those things where I don't think he was going to fight it because, you know, what does it look like if you fight something like that?
Yeah, that's true. Now, with Tiger, they say it's it might not be alcohol. It might be drugs.
They said he had alcohol in his breath.
Yeah, but it might be drugs, too.
Oh, well, yeah, it could be.
Because I just assume he's always on Ambien still. That was his drug of choice.
It's a weird drug of choice, though, isn't it?
Ambien?
Some people select it. I mean, you know, honestly, Xanax. Some people just love Xanax.
Yeah.
Strange how those sleepy things can turn into wakey things.
It's weird because all the years of getting up at 3 in the morning, I never need a sleepy drug ever.
No.
Yeah.
No, no, when you're working like that, absolutely not.
Always
no.
sleepy.
You're always chasing sleep. It's such a drag.
Yep.
Yeah, they have the story on, you're right, 10:50 he was released. So she could have been at Neiman Marcus, and then, you know, you're already there, so why not spend the money?
Well, I wasn't suggesting that.
Who's his girlfriend?
That someone actually recorded her saying, I knew it, I knew it. Kristen Smith was the name they used.
Huh.
And not the anchor on Channel 50 that was here, who created some news of her own.
No. Oh.
But different Kristen Smith, I assume. I mean, I'd be damn near shocked if it was that Kristen Smith. Nothing against Kristen. She was nice. She came in and filled in for us.
So is he going to have a apology tour again?
Wow. I don't know.
Is he going to go to rehab again? He doesn't have to. Now he's got no sponsors to lose.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, the last one was such bullshit, too.
Of course. I mean,
everyone knew it was bullshit. He claimed he went to sex rehab or whatever, which was, I don't know. Maybe he was a sex addict. I think he was just having a lot of. I think he was just having a lot of fun.
Yeah, of course he was.
You know, he had he could nail basically any hot chick that was out in the town at any point.
That's Kristen.
Well, she looks like a little like Elon to me.
The Dallas-based personal stylist,
Elon 2.0.
She's a personal stylist.
It's apparently.
She didn't look that stylish. To me, I don't know. I'm not crazy about her style. Are you, Trudy?
No, it's pretty simple.
Ooh, basic. She's a basic bitch.
She, you know, that's kind of a resting bitch face, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, she just found out that Tiger is drunk driving.
Think she eats peaches?
Yeah. Good question.
Peach emoji.
I had no idea.
Oh, is she working out there? Is she in a workout room or something?
I'm glad she looks more like Elon and not the Perkins waitress. What if he just started
going
after
true.
Women that look like that Perkins waitress?
I thought that someone had checked in with one of those. How many women were on the tote board?
20-some. I think we had 29 women. Or
well, Rachel when this happened. Always does interviews, and so does Grubbs. Doesn't Grubbs do interviews?
Yeah, she turns up a lot.
Do you have any of them in your phone?
Oh.
Oh. We did. Yeah.
Reaching out.
Jay, you want to check?
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and may be calling you. If you can, please take your name off that and just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you got to do this for me. Huge quickly.
There's something about my wife went through my phone. You can hear the terror in his voice. The first time I heard that, it actually made me sweat. Like, oh my God. Oh Jesus. Sounds awful.
Yeah.
My wife went through my phone.
Huge quickly.
And, you know, you got like 29 numbers in your phone. Did he make 29 calls like that, do you suppose? Different people?
He would have heard more, wouldn't he? We have heard more of them.
What if he just recorded one and just sent it down the phone? 29 different people, same message. Ugh, what a mess.
And he's leaving the message, so he doesn't know if they get it and doesn't know if they're going to be able to act quickly enough. And oh, there's so many. He must have just really been freaked.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I wonder. I went through my phone. Of course, there's so many phone numbers in his phone, you got to figure. But any female number, that limits it.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Well, I'm sure
he's calling every female in his phone.
They're probably numbers that don't have any name attached to them. Just phone numbers.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think he put on there Jamie Grubbs.
Yeah, he might have put James Grubbs.
Oh.
I mean, who knows what he did.
I'm not that smart. I just put their name.
I mean, I'm sure if he was screwing around that much, he had to have some sense of being a weasel.
Yeah.
And let's face it, he must have told. Well, we heard from those girls, too, about, you know, a couple of those girls that were at his various houses. The one in California, apparently, was a pretty good place to take chicks.
He had hoes in every area.
I think that was Jungers.
Was that Jamie Jungers?
Wasn't it Jungers that was at that house and she was bummed because of all the pictures?
Yeah, yeah. No, none of those girls were real happy with the whole thing. Actually, a couple of them were.
Yeah.
They had a pretty nice time. Yeah, and they did cash in. I think they made some dough. A lot of tabloid stories. Boy, he kept people. He sure got a lot of people busy with that whole thing. He probably did help the economy. Anyway.
Did anybody go to movement?
Yeah, I was there all week.
Absolutely. Yeah. Man, my legs hurt from dancing. Yeah. Oh, it's funny. Every Memorial Day, I think of those people just boogieing on Hart Plaza. Yeah. And I think, really? Would I have done that if I was 20 now? Would I be boogieing down at Hart Plaza? I don't think so.
My next door neighbor, you know, the one that houses my dog. My dog lives in my
house.
She goes every year, stays down there all weekend long.
Wow.
She parties it up. So yeah. I got to walk the dog today. That was a blast.
I mean, people.
Because his mommy was a trance dancing and movement.
Honestly, it's like walking a racehorse.
People seem to have an absolute blast.
So yeah.
Good for them.
I thought that I read that Deadmau5 was there as in his alter ego as test pilot.
Oh, is that Deadmau5's alter ego?
I don't know.
Because no one will know who he is.
Right.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think Deadmau5 was there. I mean, it means nothing to me because I don't, you know. He's the greatest at what he does, but
it's pretty huge.
Apparently,
and making sounds on a computer. And
ooh,
rocking out.
Drew, do you remember the story you read on air once about Deadmau5 and EDM? It was in Rolling
Stone. Yeah, yes.
And what a dick he was.
Yep.
Yeah, and he was mad at some of the other artists because they would record their whole concert and just hit play, where he was up there actually making music.
Yeah. No, I think he really had. I think he had a little bit of twisted view of what making music, quote unquote, means.
Yeah,
which a lot of people, in my opinion, do now too. But that's where we're at. Unfortunately,
not liking it.
Hey, I binged watched The Keepers, and I'm only going to mention it because I had three emails while I was binge watching it.
Mm-hmm.
People saying, you love true crime. You've got to watch The Keepers.
This is about the nun.
Yeah, it's about this nun that was murdered. Actually, two nuns that were murdered in the Baltimore area in 1969. And yes, of course. I should have said 68 just to avoid it, but no. And also, there was quite
69.
If you watch this, and it's fantastic. If you like true crime, this is a documentary. It's seven parts. It's outstanding. Mark was going to watch it this weekend. And
never got around to it.
Yeah, we'll kind of hold off on talking about it too much until you get to watch it because it's really good and really worth talking about. There's quite a scandal, too, with one of the priests and underage girls and what they were doing to him, which I know people at the time said that, oh, this couldn't have. Oh, she must be exaggerating. Oh, repressed memories, my ass. You know, there was a lot of that stuff, of course. But I have to tell you, it's extremely believable. And it's a shocking crime. I mean, the whole thing is mind-boggling. I'm not going to tell you how it ends up, but if you're into that sort of documentary, and it's seven, I mean, it's like 7 hours long, I guess.
Did Stephen Avery do it?
Stephen Avery, no. No.
What? I just assumed he did every murder on Netflix.
He's not involved. It's a really good series, though. It's, you know, it's a terrible subject. That reminds me, 48 Hours last night. Did anybody watch 48 Hours, perchance?
Night?
Yeah. Or Saturday night?
Saturday.
Yeah.
Is that the kidnapping one? No, that was Dateline.
They had two of them Saturday night. One of them was about the guy whose car was blown up in Tucson at the golf course.
Yeah, that's the one.
It was a replay. Mm-hmm. But his wife did it, and they nailed her because the guy she hired taped a lot of stuff. He kept a lot of evidence because she was paying him. She got $2 million in life insurance.
Wow.
And she promised him $400,000. And instead of writing him a check for $400,000, which would be pretty obvious, she was shuffling him a couple grand here and there and still owed him a lot of money. And so he's got her on the phone saying, I only have enough money to live comfortably for one more year. And she still owes him a lot. It's like, so what? You had $2 million, you dope. You're living in Aspen. You're living like a queen, bitch.
Wow.
I want my money. And he said something about, you know, I don't think you like being behind bars, honey. And so they got him first as the guy that did it.
And then he turned evidence on her?
Yep. Ah. Well, actually, no. They knew because they had him, they knew it was she was on the call with him. This tape he had kept, this conversation. I mean, unbelievable. He got raided over something else, and they found all this stuff. And so they start playing this tape, and they're like, oh, what's this?
Wow.
And they realize he's talking about this guy that got blown up in 96 at this golf course. And I think he built the bomb too, which is kind of sloppy, they said.
Did you like that? I kind of thought the reporter was getting off on rebuilding the bomb and going out to that site and blowing up the car.
Yeah, they did a replay of they built the exact same bomb and blew up a car with it. And it was pretty something. It was pretty cool. Yeah, the 60 Minutes guy was out there. Or the 48 Hours guy was out there, and he was getting off. And her attorney got some test done on the bomb and claimed that the DNA excluded the guy that was already in prison, who they'd already nailed, and the jury didn't buy it. They felt she was involved, and so they convicted her, and so there she is. You can see the prison clothes during the story, and so you know she's busted.
Yeah.
But they shot her high enough that you never saw the prison clothes.
They did that on another one, too.
They're really smooth at doing
They're pretty
that.
Good at that, yeah. And they had her... And she also had really giant lips, you know, obviously had lip injections. So I thought, oh, well, she's out there getting her lip injections. She can't be behind bars with lips like that. Huh. But she was quite a bitch.
Prison filler.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they got filler in prison. They must have some, just like they make tattoos, they fill women's lips, too.
Here's the three numbers for a tiger whores. Or three names, if you want to try the number. I don't know if they're still current. I don't know if they'll work. Might be fun to notify them as having, you know, those people's old numbers.
I think
Jay rebuilt my computer, and I found another old list of phone numbers that
Sweet.
I have. And I kind of want to just call them on the air to see if the number's still active.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay.
So I'll bring it in.
I suspect Jamie Junger's. Why would she change her number? She was
got nothing
in.
Going on.
Yeah.
Or the bottom one is Jocelyn James. She's the porn star, so she might still, you know.
I would think she might change the number.
What?
Somebody, by the way, emailed me and said that they...
This is just someone?
It's just someone. They had watched The Holy Hell
last
time on Netflix about the gay dude who ran the cult, who had done porn beforehand.
Yeah.
And they sort of suspected that, but nobody's able to prove it. So anyway, they showed a couple clips of porn. I was telling you about this incredibly athletic gay porn he was involved in, and then I had to go back and watch it a second time.
Yeah.
He admitted watching it over, too. He said, I had to admit it. That was kind of him. But everybody loves Holy Hell. I mean, it gets like a 96 on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's really good.
I was too busy trying to catch up with Fargo, because stop talking about Fargo.
And?
I'm looking at the two characters, I'm like three.
Oh, so have you seen seasons one and two?
I've seen one and I think part of two. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
so
really Bob
do you
Thornton,
like
right?
season three?
Yeah, but I couldn't for the longest time realize, who is that? Who is that person who looks so familiar? And it's Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, and he plays both brothers. He's
yeah, he plays a dirtball guy too, really effectively.
Oh, he's so good. That show's so good, just the way it's shot and the story. Uh-huh. It's like the only thing I'm caught up on. I'm still behind on right. Leftovers and Twin Peaks.
I tried to watch
behind.
Twin Peaks. I felt like I was having an acid trip.
I know, isn't it great? You're bummed out.
I have to start from the beginning because so I just good. Watched what was on, and it was like, what is going on? So I don't know what's happening on that.
On Twin Peaks?
I mean,
nah, no one does.
It's bizarre as hell.
It's, you know, Agent Cooper stuck in the Red Room. And
did people really dig the new Twin Peaks?
Yeah.
They did?
The Twin Peaks fans that I know did.
I figured they would.
Episode 3 got a little slow at times, but...
Now, that's David Lynch, right?
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
still David Lynch, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's a documentary on David Lynch.
Oh, really?
It's called Art of David Lynch.
Hmm. Do you like his films? Like Blue Velvet?
Yeah, I like Blue Velvet. I did.
Weird.
It was weird, but I thought it was pretty good.
And Dune, of course.
Mulholland Drive.
Mulholland Drive's
good.
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
Yeah, but I bet you these Twin Peaks fans would probably... enjoy that documentary. I didn't watch
Duchovny
it.
Duchovny was in episode 4 again as the transvestite. Do you remember him in the early years of Twin Peaks? He played a man.
I forgot about
a woman.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he reprised that character.
Okay.
Yeah. No. The only one I'm still waiting for is Michael J. Anderson, the little guy who was in the Red Room dancing. Do you remember that at all? The background.
You know, it's been so long.
I'll stop geeking out.
I did watch it at the beginning, but I just don't remember the show that well. You want to try Jungers, Jay?
Jungs.
Rachel.
Any of them? Are you blowing through all of them?
Yeah, I'm just trying them out real quick. Jungers number says the person's not accepting calls at this time.
Oh, it's Jungers.
Yeah, that's her.
Rachel and Jocelyn, their numbers are ringing. I didn't get anybody to answer, though. You want me to try one?
Yeah.
Try Rachel.
Yeah, we never got a hold of Rachel.
The Ukes, no.
Did she ever get married?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
And remember, all of it broke because...
Do
you remember why?
Well, the National Enquirer did a story on Uchitel going to Qatar to a golf tournament or Saudi Arabia or somewhere with Tiger.
But it broke originally because she wanted him to pay $500 for the apartment next door or pay for her rent. And she got all pissy and contacted the Enquirer.
Wait, she did?
That's how I thought the story went down. Was over having to pay some rent, and
she was
$500.
She was with him at a tournament when the Enquirer did that story, and she was pissed that he sent her home. She wanted to stay there with him.
Was the Enquirer at the tournament?
Yeah, they went there because they heard she was going to be there.
Well, maybe she told them she was going to be there.
Hmm.
I thought that's how it went. Let me look it up. But it started with Uchitel. She was the first girl.
Oh yeah. No, the Enquirer had. She was. That was. I think front page of the Enquirer. I think it was a cover story.
Jesus Christ!
And she was hot. She was gorgeous. I thought
she had an interesting and compelling story.
Yeah, she was about to marry that guy when 9/11 hit, right. And he was killed in 9/11, and so
bye bye.
Terrible.
I only wanted to be loved.
Aww.
That's what she said.
Really?
Yeah, she was. Yeah,
I only wanted to be loved.
Wasn't she working the bottle service somewhere?
Of course. Yes. Most of them were.
Of course.
Honestly, yeah, the biggest outlier is still that Perkins waitress.
Oh, yeah.
Outlier on every level, man.
That was the mistake he never thought would be revealed.
Especially the part
that had to hurt.
Tossing the tampon out the window.
I know. No, it was so brutal.
Hello?
Hello?
Rachel. Rach.
Yeah.
Rachel, how you doing?
Who is this?
It's the Drew and Mike show. We're calling about Tiger. See if you could. Did you hear? Got a DUI?
Like what show?
The Drew and Mike show. Did you hear? Tiger got a DUI.
I'm out of the country. I actually can't talk about it. Can you hear me?
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Okay, I'm really sorry.
That's okay. I have a toddler too. They're insane. Man.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
That's totally her.
Suck.
I'm kind of surprised.
Bye-bye.
Kind of surprised she answered the phone.
Well, she clearly wants to get away from that toddler screaming.
Wow.
You take care of this bread. I got a phone call. That's why she was going to talk to us.
I felt kind of bad once I heard the baby screaming. I'm thinking, the last thing she wants to hear about is
no, 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 no. You got it wrong. This is her respite from that kid.
Don't call her back. Do not call Rachel back. Don't.
That's the respite. She does not want to deal with that kid right now. So hopefully there's another adult there who can take it.
This isn't her, is it? No. Oh, okay. Up.
Yeah, it's definitely not her.
Nope.
Will you circle that one so we know which one it is?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Try to move.
Yeah, boy.
That was her.
I could have been.
I guarantee you that.
It sounded like it could have been her.
It was her. Does she have a kid?
She answers to Rach. Yeah, I think she has a couple little
and
kids.
And she said, I
forgot she had a little kid. Does she have a couple little kids? You want to look it up?
It sounded like 10 little kids in the background.
Which one is this, Jay?
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn? That kid was going to town, man.
See? Yikes. You don't feel so alone now.
Okay, that's the kid that was just wailing.
Wow. What's that kid's name?
That kid was making some noise.
What's his name so next time we call we can ask?
Jesus Christ.
Pretend Wyatt? That we can.
Wyatt?
Pretend that we know Wyatt. How Wyatt. Hey, so is Wyatt feeling better?
I remember when she got married.
It's a girl. A girl named Wyatt.
A girl named Wyatt? Hmm. Well, that's okay, because Matt Stafford named his.
She answered to Rach.
Rach.
Is Jocelyn there?
Nope.
Is Jocelyn there?
We got the wrong number.
Oh, do you know you had the phone number of a former porn star?
What?
Your phone number is the number of a former porn star. Well, she's still a porn star, actually, I think.
Yep.
What?
Yeah. What's her last name? Jocelyn?
James.
Jocelyn James, yeah. Check her out. She's hot as hell, man. You got her phone number.
1111111. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's her phone.
Her real name's Veronica. Is there a Veronica there?
Yeah, no.
She's wild, too. This chick is wild.
Google her, man.
Yeah, Google Jocelyn James. See the girl that used to have your phone number.
Or go on X Hamster and put her name in.
Oh. Jocelyn James.
Yeah. Jocelyn James.
Do you ever go on X Hamster or do you prefer, like, Pornhub?
Hell no.
What?
Which hell no, he said.
You're like,
he's
really?
He's mad that you suggested he needs porn.
Bye.
Oh, please, that guy. That guy's.
He is so Googling her right now.
That's why he hung up.
Unless he just went directly to Pornhub.
He was insulted by the question. Of course I use Pornhub.
You reminded him?
He's an ex-handsome bullshit.
Well, that was an interesting trip down Tiger Woods memory lane.
Did we wake him up? At 3 in the afternoon?
Like yeah, I don't know.
In California?
He may have been taking a nap.
Well,
little Memorial Day nap.
It rang 800 times.
Yeah, I never dreamed anybody was going to answer that phone. I forgot who we were calling. So long. Oh, well. I want to get back just briefly into Mike Morris, only because we had a couple emails about him.
It should be about, what, maybe 20 hours to the new allegation.
I keep looking. I actually Googled Mike Morris' fourth victim because I was so sure there was going to be one by yesterday.
Memorial Day weekend.
Taking a break. But there's no news going on. It's a perfect time for number four to come forward.
But you have to file it. Courts aren't open.
Yeah, true. Friday would have been cool. I mean, if they wanted to. Zot Ford and Holly has one word for you. Trucks. Trucks, trucks. Almost 150. That's how many Zot Ford has available. And while that may be more than one word, who's counting? More excitingly, lease a new 17 Ford F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 at just $199 a month. The number one selling truck on the planet can be yours for under $200 a month. And you have almost 150 to choose from, only from your friends at Zot Ford and Deals in the D. And they need your help. They're in the middle of that massive sales contest for the month of May, and there's just a couple days left. Help them win by buying or leasing a new Ford Focus, Fusion, Taurus, or any transit van. Yes, as seen in that great Detroit police chase during this contest. Buy a 17 Ford Focus for as low as $13,000, or lease a 17 Ford Fusion as low as $118 a month, or the Agile 17 Ford Transit Van for more than 20% off sticker. Surf their filthy deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Then Hall Financial wants you to know mortgage rates and programs are always changing. You got to be paying close attention if you want to take a chance at saving some money. Found money through remortgaging. Hall Financial makes it easy to find out what your payment could be or answer any questions you might have. Click the Hall Financial logo Go to DrewAndMikePodcast.com. You'll see the Hall Financial logo. Click there. Fill out the online form. No obligation. You can also call 248-308-5000. Make sure you tell them Drew and Mike sent you, and they'll give you information directly. Restrictions apply. A Michigan licensed broker, lender, and NMLS 1467435. Equal housing lender. Then, of course, if you're heading home at the end of a long work day, it should feel good. But for men in a failing marriage, home can be far more stressful than work. Maybe it's time to call ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men, and get your life back. There are significant advantages to being first to file if you're getting divorced. If divorce is in your future, get divorced on your own terms. ADAM, aggressive, diligent, and uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1988. Call ADAM today at 248-356-ADAM. 356-2326 or 356-ADAM. Take your choice or visit adamdivorcelaw.com.
There's a sweet baseball fight today.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I didn't see it, no. Who fought?
Bryce Harper. Your buddy, Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper?
Which, if you don't like him, be prepared to laugh.
Oh, really? He gets ass kicked?
Didn't you think so, Brandon?
The throw?
Yeah, the throw, and then he gets clocked.
He throws his helmet. And he means to throw it at the pitcher. He accidentally throws it to first base. And then he charges the mound and takes a big left hook to the face. But he did get a right hook in.
Did he get one in? Jay, I sent you the video if you want to pull it up there.
Yeah, it's a pretty good baseball fight. You don't see him too often.
Pretty vicious. That helmet throw was hilarious. Oh, yeah. Well, he got hit at the plate.
But did the pitcher throw a punch at him too?
Yeah, the pitcher's Hunter Strickland, and he leveled him with the right.
Oh, okay.
Two outs in the ninth or eighth inning.
Was it a close game?
That's what I was trying to see as to how purposeful this was. Washington's up 2-0, two outs in the top of the eighth. Are you really gonna?
I'm not sure why you'd hit him
instead of walking.
It's a 2-run game.
It doesn't make much sense. But doesn't it look like he hit him?
Well, let's see.
On purpose?
Let's have a look see.
Saturday. So here is Bryce Harper, 2-0, nobody on. Harper is 0-3. Look out, he gets hit. And Strickland, and now Harper's going to go out. And he throws his helmet to the ground, and they start throwing punches.
Yeah, that throw was...
Left to the jaw from Strickland, and both benches empty, and now there's a big pile.
Baseball players get out of the dugout really fast, don't they?
Yeah. Strickland, after getting hit by the
pitch, my God, look at that one guy.
Came out, threw his helmet to the ground, away from the mound.
Elbowed his way. And they started throwing Trump-like punches at each other.
Yeah, he tried to make the helmet hit lead for him, hit lead off for him.
2014 division series.
And the throw was horrible.
I'm surprised he wants to see people to see him with his messed up hair. Remember, it takes him a half hour to do his hair, Bryce Harper?
Yeah, he loves his hair.
Wow.
This looks pretty good. Looks pretty good for...
Wait, who's that?
The pitcher.
Now, something else gets started. Time seeing who's all in the middle of this.
Of course, they all have the Memorial Day hat on. The camo hat or green hat with the camo brim. Which everybody's selling, you know, in honor of, you know, veterans. Make some commerce.
Oh, why not make some money on Memorial Day?
Because he has just lost control.
Hey, of course, Memorial Day wishes to all those who have lost some money.
Whoa! He's kind of clawing that guy's neck. More of Bryce Harper. His teammate.
Whew. My, my.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that was a good brawl.
That helmet toss, though.
What are they doing at this point? They're just milling around.
Yeah, they're just looking for a little post. Is there another reason to fight?
Look out, he gets hit. Strickland, and now Harper's going to go out.
Is this the angle from behind that you guys are seeing?
Yeah.
There's a right to the jaw.
I thought they both did a decent job.
They did.
In terms of punching. Although, Bryce had the advantage because the pitcher had to brace for the helmet. And when the helmet went off to first base.
The pitcher was probably thinking, wait, why'd you throw a helmet way over there?
But it put him off balance because he thought it was going to come right at him. He was so close. You would think it would have come close.
They both can take a punch, though, man. What a Donnybrook.
Yeah, they're
he didn't.
You hear about Lou Ferrigno's brawl?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Lou got in a fight at Comic-Con.
Over?
Jay, what was the fight over?
We had a longer line.
May have been. Could have been.
Did he
got in a fight with another superhero, didn't he?
His clothes?
Yeah, Flash Gordon.
Flash.
What?
Flash Gordon versus the Hulk.
Yeah, over in London.
Flash.
Huh? We can't talk about it unless you play it.
So. Is there any video of it?
No, they didn't have any. Just a picture of them standing off with each other is about all that they had there. But apparently they were at an autograph table, and I don't know, fans are like, it's weird. One story says that the fans are kind of encouraging them to do it, and another one said that the fans were the ones that broke them up, said, you know, act like an adult. You're at a convention here, you know, kind of thing. So I don't know.
But what's cooler than two superheroes getting in a fight?
It looks like
they weren't in uniform.
Is Lou the instigator? Because Flash is sitting down and Lou's coming up to him.
Is it Sam J. Jones?
Yeah.
That Flash?
Lou.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lou would have won that, right?
I gotta believe.
Fans had to jump in and break them up. Oh, that's embarrassing for the superheroes.
How could you damage Lou Ferrigno?
I don't know if I was I don't know if I was the real superhero, because if there was a Clash of the Titans, I would have gotten squashed to Darren Clements, who stepped in to separate the muscle.
Whoa.
I don't know if I was the real superhero. Look at Darren with a Y Clemens.
What, was Darren in uniform?
Yeah, he was.
Was Darren dressed up? He was. He sure was. He's the only one in uniform of the three. Who is he?
Let me see him.
Look at him. What is that uniform?
Fight
any idea?
Ripper.
I don't know yet.
Oh, wow, that's weird. It's five, like
It says 5'7", Darren Clements.
Is so much shorter. Ninja Turtle without his helmet or something?
Oh, that could be.
Who, Mark?
A Ninja Turtle.
Ninja Turtle breaks up the fight between Hulk and...
I know. Doesn't seem right.
Outrageous. Huh. What song is this?
Flash.
Oh, Flash Gordon?
Where did he play football at? Didn't Flash Gordon, wasn't he a college football player? Is that the storyline from the stupid movie?
God, I have no idea.
Nobody else in here is a Flash Gordon fan or what?
I was a fan of the TV series.
He's dressed as El Diablo from the Suicide Squad. That's why he looks like
him. Oh, really? That's a terrible...
Yeah, I don't know about that.
How humiliating. No wonder he needed to.
Is that Flash Gordon he's talking to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Flash Gordon played for the New York Jets.
He did? Really?
Yeah. In the movie version.
Oh, in the movie, okay.
That shitty movie.
I can't believe that guy would take on Lou Ferrigno.
Wouldn't it be funny if the Hulk like made him stare at his dick and balls?
He'd be about that level.
Look at him.
5'7".
How crammed his head down there.
Friggs.
Friggs?
Lou Ferrigamo.
How tall is Friggs?
Gotta be.
They're both like 6'3" or
yeah, something. I think Lou's big. So, I mean, tall.
So that guy was engaged in a
6'4"
belt.
Lou.
Eye to belt. He was 6'4"? God, he's spooky.
Yeah, he's a big dude. I don't know about Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon's 6'3".
Oh, he's 6'3".
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wow.
And a 5'7" guy broke it up.
Man, that's funny. I would love to have witnessed that. I mean, if that was a real fight, I would think those guys would fuck around at something like that.
Does Sam Jones...
Not in uniform, for one. It breaks the fourth wall. That's no good. If you're going to have a fight, seems to me they got to be in uniform.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, who's your money on then? Him or Flash Gordon?
I got to have the Hulk.
Gordon.
I got to take the Hulk in that one. I had a couple emails about...
Speed wins.
I had a few emails about Mike Morse, and I wanted to mention him. And, you know, this is all, of course, you know, allegations of sexual harassment, three of them to be specific, suits for 10, 15, and 17.5, right?
Right.
The three. Anyway, Carl sent me something. I knew Mr. Morse before he got big. He was even an ambulance chaser in his early days. Back then, he was still married with two young ones. He attended the U of M alumni family camp. Better known as Camp Michigania.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. At the time I went to... Of course it's a big deal.
It's
Michigan, jeez.
Oh, whatever.
Alumni family camp.
Camp Falcon is, too.
Thank you.
At Bowling Green.
At the time I went to this camp with my wife and daughters.
That's what I meant.
This guy is a short shit and part of a clique of short people
short
from Huntington Woods. Yeah. Mike had no personality. He was a complete douche. In fact, he owed my employer, an insurance contractor, for doing a job for him he didn't want to pay. No, this is all alleged. I am not going to say this is a fact. No, is this guy a boob grabber? He's a douche and a cheap ass. All right. Anyway, great show as always. Peace from Carl after that. Again, these are allegations. We don't know that he refused to pay a bill, or maybe there was something else involved. I don't know. Just passing it along. Here's a guy who met Mike 3 years ago. I worked on his building in Southfield for 4 to 5 months. I got to know a bunch of his female employees and would party with them after work. Yeah.
Well.
All right.
Almost every single girl I met would talk about... alleges that Mr. Moore showed interest in them in a rather perverted manner. And they didn't like the things he would say to them. And said he was kind of a touchy guy. A couple of the boyfriends weren't so happy about that. I got a hand to the guy. He hired some of the hottest girls. They seemed to have a sexy dress code there. Which I wouldn't think he would want his female employees to wear heels with their outfits because most of them were taller than him or towered over him. He's a little dude and pretty arrogant.
We were right. He is short.
Yep. I think we nailed that one.
We have a class picture or any of those hot chicks in that photo?
I don't know. The only thing that was interesting in the class picture was the fact that it was shot from the ground with him 5 feet ahead of everyone else, which made him look taller than everyone.
Probably on a
towered
a lift of some sort, standing on a box. Because yeah. You can't see their feet, right?
No.
The atmosphere there was pretty relaxed. I could see him thinking he has power over his workers to do what he wants. Some funny shit that would happen there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's true. By the way, the backpack program he did, which is cool of him to do, but he spent almost as much, if not more, on thanking himself with commercials and billboards than he did in the program. Oh, my. Well, that seems to be how it works.
How this woman seems to be very professionally attired and trying to.
Oh. Well, for the company photo.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
You know, blend in and...
Yeah, the women, there's... You know, for having 145 employees, what are those people? Is that just the lawyers, maybe? Because there's only like 30 people in that picture.
Oh, yeah, probably. Just the litigators.
Mm. Okay.
What?
Yeah, there's a few heads that are hidden.
Oh.
Too. That doesn't work too well for them.
Bad arrangement. Oh, that's too bad. Oh.
Huh.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I don't think we're seeing office staff there. Just my guess. Yeah, there were a few more emails, too. I just chose to read a couple of them. Not real flattering things to say about them. But again, you know, when you're reading random emails, and you got a lawyer involved here,
yeah.
I have to keep pointing out these are all alleged things.
This is kind of weird. I'm looking
not
at
very flattering.
You can look at each attorney on his page, you know?
Uh-huh.
Which is fine, but what I find interesting about it is when you click on the names for each person, there's a quote attributed to them next to their headshot.
Oh. What's like Patricia Dooley?
Patricia Dooley's quote is, "Put our experience to work for you."
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that seem a little
cheesy? It sounds like they were almost added after the fact by someone.
Let's see. Kelly Hawkins. "Put our expertise to work for you. We'll fight to get you every dime." Kelly Hawkins.
Now, do these people really all say these things individually?
No, that's why I think it's a little weird.
Assigned to them.
I mean, I'm sure they're great attorneys.
I should mention there was another letter, too. Somebody who said he sort of had business around the workplace, and he thought things were a little unprofessional, perhaps, on Mike Morse's part. But then he said he met him at a party, and he thought he was a nice guy.
Okay.
He said he had a mansion. I thought he said he had a mansion in Huntington Woods.
Huh?
Is there a real high rent district in Huntington Woods?
All of Huntington Woods is
You know, Huntington Woods is nice, but I thought Huntington Woods was sort of the upper middle class.
There's some pretty big houses there.
Okay. That's where they claim he has his
especially
mansion.
If you tore it down and built one up. Well, now I want to know which house it is. Now I want to drive by it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll ride my bike by it.
He's still running his commercials. Yeah, Mark drove his bike to work.
drove a bike.
I wondered if he left a skid mark. Again.
I am, in my pants.
I am really surprised that he's running his commercials like this.
Yeah.
Hey, everything's fine.
There's two ways. There's that way of looking at it. And the other way is, what are you, crazy? Every time people see you, they're going to think of him hitting on a chick.
Well, when you buy a schedule, can you just sort of put it on pause?
When he buys, when you buy as many commercials as he does, I mean, he's got to be one of the best advertisers to have
in
this town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when you spend that kind of money, sure. Yeah, absolutely. You could put a halt and then, you know, I'm going to want to run these later, of course, but right now,
right.
with this going on, this case going on, I'd rather pass. Well, Feiger's running his nonstop, too.
Yeah, and you have to look at the optics. If you pull him off, then yeah, what right. is
it? Hey, that's, why are you pulling him off?
You know, maybe this is a good strategy because it does suggest this is no big deal. I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. I'm not going to stop running my commercials. So maybe that is a good strategy.
Business
I don't know.
As usual.
What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think I would keep running them.
I guess maybe.
For sure.
Yeah. It seemed like when I first saw him, it seemed like a big mistake. The more I see him now, it's like business as usual.
Yeah, because you look like that doesn't bother you at all.
Yeah, that's not a bad strategy.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, because we talked about his height, because I don't know why, I just saw a picture of him and I thought, he looks really short to me. This is a Napoleon complex thing. And I'd read the stories, the allegations, and they just seemed sort of short guy-ish.
Yeah.
I just thought that. And then, of course, everyone that emailed in said he's like 5'5".
Wow.
5'6 was the highest height attributed to Mike Morse.
Really?
And there's no crime in being 5'6".
No. Well, saying. Tom Cruise is 5'7".
The action
If that. The action star, Tom Cruise?
Action stars.
Sorry.
Star.
I didn't address him properly. Sorry.
Hey,
the Baywatch movie flopped.
Oh no!
Shocking!
No,
and surprising.
You know they claimed it flopped. It did $22 million.
Yeah.
They just expected
it
to make
less than
40.
$20 million.
What did they expect it to do?
40.
Because it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
What was the number one movie this weekend?
Oh, probably the Pirates movie.
Yeah,
I heard that bombed too.
Well, everybody hated that, but it did. I don't know. People went to see it one more time, seeing Johnny Depp,
we'll see
some it. You know. Like dead guy.
It did 40.
Oh,
Johnny Depp's movie?
Pirates?
I don't know what it. No, God, it had to do more than that. Let's see. I'll look it up. I was still busy trying to find Morse's address, and I think I found it.
Oh.
And it looks like the house is valued just under $1 million, which is pretty good for Huntington Woods. 4-bedroom, 6-bath, if this is his house. But I'm gonna ride the bike by there. We'll give you a full report. I'm going to ride by and go, hey, Morse, and see if anybody comes to the window.
Pirates of the Caribbean sequel tops box office as Baywatch flops. So, stupid New York Times. $400 million. Oh, it made it $400 million to make. Collected about $62.2 million for Friday through Sunday in North America. So.
Friday through Sunday, it only did $62. That's a bomb.
For Dead Men Tell No Tales. Not as big a bomb as Baywatch was, though, apparently. Reviews.
Oh, but if it cost $400 to make.
Oh, $400 million, yeah.
Bomb.
Was there anything interesting out this weekend besides those two?
Wonder Woman? No, wait. When's Wonder Woman come out? See all the guy. Did you see the new stupid argument in the world today about Wonder Woman?
Oh, about them. Wait. Yeah, I did. About Wonder Woman. All-female theater. Men not allowed theater.
A bunch of guys got all mad because there were women-only screenings of Wonder Woman. And then women got all mad because one guy bought a ticket. It's like both sides fuck off for a bit.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
a bunch of women want to get together and watch a stupid movie. Who cares?
Alien Covenant.
If one guy gets a ticket, who cares? Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, it was?
I'm dying to see that, too.
Really?
Oh, I love it. Love the alien movies.
Did you see the story about Everything, Diary of a Wimpy Kid? Oh, boy. Snatched, King Arthur, The Boss Baby, and Beauty and the Beast.
What do you think? Ugh. What do you think Pirates of the Caribbean or Caribbean got on Rotten Tomatoes?
32.
Drew?
I'm going to say, by the critics or the audience?
Both. I want your guesses.
Critics, I'm going to say 44. Audience, I'm going to say 72.
Audience.
Trudy was closer with the critics. You say 50 for the audience?
54.
31 from the critics.
Really?
The audience got 75.
Oh. Ooh,
which is pretty low for an audience. How about Baywatch?
Baywatch. I'm going
to
say.
I need to go to Baywatch. What was the line from Geely?
Geely. Baywatch at 4:15 or something.
Give me to the Baywatch.
Oh, my God. Was it stupid? Okay, the Baywatch, I'm going to say, got a 18 from the critics and 39 from the audience.
Oh,
true. I was going to say 25, and I don't think...
Maybe she gave the audience a higher number.
Critics would respect it, so they're gonna say 25 and 32 for...
19 for critics.
Ooh!
70 for the audience.
Oh!
Because of the...
I knew it was off on the other.
The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, The Rock's in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see?
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I would have given it a 70. Damn it. When you mentioned that story about the Wonder Woman deal, it reminded me. Somebody sent me a story about, I don't know if it was Washington State. It was a school in Washington where they have some sort of a racism, I don't know, racism week or something like that.
All right. Everyone's racist
and the white people meet and they have certain seminars and the black people meet and they have certain seminars and they told the white people to get off the campus. It was going to be only black people on the campus for this day, I guess, while they...
Racism Day?
Yeah, for Racism Day. And some white professor said, I'm not leaving campus. Why do I have to leave campus? Because I'm white. And so,
this is the guy they want.
Yeah, and so now there's a petition. This guy must be fired immediately.
Well, don't fire him.
And I think he was asked something about, surely you agree there's racism on campus or something like that. And he said, I don't necessarily agree with that, but I'm not leaving campus. And he said, see, you don't agree. You're out of here even more.
There's racism everywhere.
It's inappropriate to have Racism Day. Campus?
I have no. I don't remember what the question was exactly, but he didn't answer it properly, and he was already finished. But that was like the icing on the cake.
He's going to hear this. You're fired.
Isn't every day Racism Day?
Yeah.
What about the guy who's tried to apologize for making that crack about my dad fighting? World War II. That's how he tried to save it. But then,
the guy that got blown out because he was upset.
Weird about a Japanese driver winning
the Indy 500.
Oh yeah,
how dumb.
He's a writer, right?
Yeah,
yeah. He's a columnist, which is even that's what makes his firing stupid too. He's a columnist and gives a stupid opinion, and they fire him. That doesn't make any sense.
Are you supposed to be in some way take one side or the other?
I feel like things have just become total madness out there.
I mean, it's ridiculous. He was that upset that a Japanese driver won the Indy 500.
Well, now wait, how upset was he? What did he say exactly? What did he say?
Let's see. He felt very uncomfortable with the Japanese driver winning the Indy 500 during Memorial Day weekend. Backlash on social media.
Fired for that.
Yeah.
Just stupid. He got fired.
And he tried to apologize, saying that his dad was in World War II.
Too soon. For a Japanese person to win, it's too soon. It's too close to World War II.
Well, I mean, Memorial Day, though, isn't just for, for the war, to honor war dead of the one particular.
No, it's for all.
It's for all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what would have made him feel more comfortable? I mean, Elio Castroneves, is he Italian?
Elio's Brazilian, I believe.
He's Brazil. Well, okay. That's where the Nazis went.
He would have liked that better.
That's where the Nazis went.
It went to Brazil. So it wouldn't have felt comfortable with that, would he?
You mean the exiled Nazis?
Yeah, the rat trail.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right.
And a German one, driver couldn't have won.
No. The Andretti's couldn't win. Italian.
No, sir. I don't know.
I don't know who he'd be.
No answer.
Answers.
I think it's the unforgiving nature of all this political correctness that you must be fired. You cannot be allowed to work ever again for anyone.
I think the answer is to stay off Twitter if you possibly
can. Yeah, honestly, I don't know why people aren't. Why am I on Twitter? Why am I on Twitter?
You can't get fired.
I guess I can't get fired.
What if you said something and people got mad and then you say, okay, I'm firing myself?
Oh, don't fire yourself.
That would be stupid. I don't think I would do that. I might quit, though.
Aww.
Quit in anger.
No.
Do all these people really need to be fired? College campuses just seem like scary places to me for anybody who doesn't think. If you don't think one way, it's, you just don't belong. And I think they're trying to imply that you're just wrong.
Well, which way are you supposed to think on college campuses now?
Left, 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 left. If you think anything to the left, to the right of left, then you are an asshole and you shouldn't be heard from. And this whole idea of inclusion means including everyone, even people that don't think like you. Isn't that really the way inclusion works?
Yeah.
But it seems to me inclusion means everybody but people that don't think the way we want them to think and we think they should think, which is the right way to think.
Yeah. Stop trying to control us.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, if everyone thinks the same way, aren't we just all going to be robots?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't we like some diversity of opinion?
We're all going to be robots anyway.
Well,
Seems like we're getting that. We're getting there.
We're going to run everything.
In an intellectual atmosphere like a college campus, you should be able to debate, you know.
That's what I thought, but not the really
variations.
The case. I mean, they want people canceled, or they want to, you know, throw bricks at them, or whatever.
Wow. That's just stupid.
I know. It's really dumb. I can't believe people don't realize how hypocritical it is, but.
My uncles used to think my sister was a communist because she went to Bowling Green.
Yeah.
And she would come to the family reunions, and I think I told you they were all in the John Birch Society.
Oh, boy.
Like, she brought a guy from campus one time, and he was Asian, and they almost, like, had a lynching on the spot in a public park in Bowling Green. They could not believe what a communist.
Did she leave in a huff?
No, I think she did it just to...
She enjoyed it?
Flaunt it, yeah, a little.
Flaunt it. I'm flaunting my Asian boyfriend.
Stir things up a bit.
Are you ready for Today in Rock?
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing just the first few words?
Yeah, let me get my scorecard out. Trudy, right. You want to play too?
Sure. What if I overrule you, though?
Somebody here. Brandon has to be a tiebreaker.
Okay.
But I'm doing wins and losses.
Okay, the Beach Boys.
Yes.
Started a 2-week run at number one in the singles chart on this day in 1965 with Help Me Rhonda, the group's second U.S. number one.
Help me, Rhonda. Syncopate.
Funny you should mention Murray Wilson. The recording session was interrupted by the Wilson brothers' drunken father, Murray, who arrived at the studio to criticize the boys' enthusiasm.
Was this that session?
Yeah.
It's on
recording wheel continued to record the confrontation, which still circulates among fans.
Yes! That's a massive victory.
Sweet.
Wow.
1967 on this day, The Move, Cream.
Yes.
I'll say yeah.
The Jimi Hendrix Experience, Pink Floyd, Zoot Money, Gina Washington, the Ram Jam Band all appeared at the Tulip Bulb Auction Hall in Spalding, Lincoln, England. Pink Floyd were only a support band and played in a corner of the shed with a white sheet behind them with a colored oil shining onto it.
Well, that's a win.
Tickets cost £1.
Hey, was Ram Jam Black Betty?
Yeah. Ooh, Black Betty. Black Betty, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that.
That song was that old.
From the movie Blow.
Yeah, that's right. 1969, Crosby, Stills, Nash.
I'm going to say yeah, but I'm kind of fatigued by them.
Released their self-titled debut on Atlantic Records. It spawned two top 40 hits, Marrakesh Express and Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. It was their debut, though.
Benign. I'm giving myself a loss.
The Rolling Stones started.
Yeah, of course.
A 2-week run at number one in the U.S. singles charts with Brown Sugar from Sticky Fingers.
That's a win for both.
It was the band's sixth U.S. number one. Song lyrics were essentially a pastiche of a number of taboo subjects, included interracial sex, cunnilingus, slave rape, unless distinctly sadomasochism, lost virginity, and heroin.
Wait, what was cunnilingus?
Those were all one of these subjects covered in the song.
In which song?
Trees Brown Sugar. What is cunnilingus?
Oh.
That was in this day in 1971. Wow. Also on this day in 1971, three dozen Grateful.
I'm going to say no.
Dead fans.
I'm still going to say no. Trudy?
Yes.
Okay, Brandon?
Yeah.
Right. We're treated for hallucinations caused by LSD after they unwittingly drank spiked apple juice served at a gig at Winterland.
Woo! Whoa. That was a cool day.
1977, Manchester band Warsaw.
No.
Later become Joy Division.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
Made their live debut supporting the Buzzcocks at the Electric Circus, Manchester, England.
Trudy's first loss.
Kind of topical. Manchester, what was the Joy Division? Played their first gig.
Benign. Doesn't matter.
Supporting the Buzzcocks, who were also cool. A million miles away.
Yeah.
Million miles away. Okay. 1983, U.S. schoolboy band.
Yes.
New Edition were at number one in the U.K. singles charts with Candy Girl.
Oh.
Candy Girl. Songwriter and producer Maurice Starr discovered New Edition performing at a local talent show. He went on to produce and write for New Kids on the Block.
Fascinating. Total victory.
1991, after completing the recording of the Nevermind album, Nirvana played a last-minute show at the Jabberjaw in L.A. In the audience was Iggy Pop, Dave Grohl's girlfriend, and L7 bassist Jennifer Finch, who brought along her best friend, Courtney Love.
Too bad.
That's a loss almost for what happened.
Jeez. Well, she murdered Kurt.
Yeah.
1992, concerned that some pupils were overly identifying with...
Yes.
Hmm. Well, it's a yeah. I'm trying to guess what it is.
Freddie Mercury.
Oh.
Sacred Heart School in Clifton, New Jersey decided not to sing the Queen song "We Are the Champions" at their graduation ceremony.
Over identifying with Freddie Mercury? I mean, thinking
they were concerned that they were overly identifying with Freddie Mercury, and he just died of AIDS.
I graduated in '94. They would not let us use "Should I Stay or Should I Go." The Clash. They would not let us use that song.
Why?
Ash? Really?
Don't know.
It's very uncool.
Probably.
1992, concerned that some... no, that's not, that was the one I just read. 1992, also the FBI recovered 44 nude...
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
...photographs of Madonna, which have been stolen...
Never mind.
...from fashion photographer Steve Mizell. Gross.
Lost.
She wanted
lost.
Them, too.
Blech.
She planted them. Gross.
Ugh.
This is...
It should be in a Malawi history book.
1997, Sharitha Knight filed a suit...
Sharitha Knight filed... Oh, all right.
No.
...at L.A. Superior Court claiming she was owed $1 million as Snoop Dogg's personal manager between 93 and 96. The claim alleged Snoop had withheld the 20% she was owed. I don't know what the hell happened to that.
It's a loss on that one.
To find out.
Trudy got a win. It's dumb.
1997, singer-songwriter Jeff Buckley...
Oh, no. Here
no,
you
no.
No?
Nope. Next. Next.
Fucking
sorry.
Died. He fucking died. Yeah,
of course
for that
he did.
Piece.
Of course he did. We all know that. And then he put out a Hallelujah. Great. Next.
He drowned.
Yeah, I know. Next.
Jeez.
You should give us victories for skipping.
Brutal.
That. I'm giving us victories for skipping.
Skeletal remains, 1999. Skeletal remains were found.
Yes.
By photographers looking for old car wrecks to shoot at the bottom of Decker Canyon near Malibu, California. Based on forensic evidence, the remains were Philip Kramer, former bassist with rock group Iron Butterfly.
Wait, they
time
found
traveler.
Him?
Who had disappeared on his way home from work February 12, 1995. His death was ruled as a probable suicide.
Wasn't he the time traveler?
Yeah, he was. He was very close to the technology. To what does they do in Star Trek? They beaming people. Yeah, he's close
he
to beaming
beamed
people.
Himself to the beamed bottom himself. Of a cavern.
He couldn't beam himself out of that wreck.
He beamed himself into the middle of space and fell to the bottom of the cavern.
You're right.
Because he miscalculated. He
tried to beam himself back.
That was a great story. Remember when he was missing? We were trying
to. Hilarious.
We made a bunch of phone calls on that one. I remember
what
that.
Was it? Philip who?
Philip Kramer.
Philip Kramer.
It was a wild story. Yeah. They thought, I think they had the CIA involved in that at one point, didn't they?
What because a waste of time.
Because of all the claims that he was close to being able to beam people, and the CIA got in and was like, oh my God, we better check that out.
That seems stupid. What a
yeah, it seems really dumb
waste
now.
Of time. The guy's dead.
Was he in some way into physics or quantum travel?
Yeah.
He was a brainy guy, big time.
Hmm.
I need a victory.
The Eagles.
No, God, no.
Next. That's a win because it was made their first ever visit to Russia. Who cares?
All right.
Yeah.
2002, a 16x6 foot mosaic designed by
no.
John Lennon.
No.
Went on display at the Beatles Story Museum in Liverpool.
Next.
It's a win.
No, that's pretty boring.
It's a win.
The Godzillas.
Yes.
Godzillas.
I didn't think.
The gorillas. Oh, then yeah.
The gorillas.
Yeah, I do want to hear
that. Yes.
Scored their first UK number one album when Demon Days went to the top of the chart.
Oh, that's a great
album. Two more.
2007, a piano used by.
No.
Yes.
No.
John Lennon on the night he died was put up for sale for $375,000 on the Moments in Time memorabilia website. Huh. The upright piano was part of the Record Plant Recording Studios in New York, where the former Beatle recorded his 71 Imagine album.
Jay, is that a win or a loss for Trudy?
He was so fond of the instrument
Next.
That he had it moved to whichever studio he was working in and had used the piano hours before being shot on December 8, 1980.
Yeah, well, that's not...
It's an iconic piano.
I'm the wrong one to ask. I'm going to call it a win because I like music.
Pretty iconic.
I like music.
I like turtles. Music.
2009, Phil Spector was...
Probably found guilty, so no.
Jailed.
Okay, same difference.
For at least 19 years.
Next!
That's a victory.
2015, Michael Jackson's
yes.
Neverland Ranch went up for sale with a price tag of $100 million. Jackson bought the Santa Barbara development in 87 for $19.5, but struggled to pay for it until an investment company stepped in to help him save it from auction.
Now, just recently, they put that up again. At a vastly reduced price and having to go through and...
What did they reduce the price to, do you know?
I don't know what they reduced it to, but I was shocked to read that it wasn't really... That nobody wanted that piece of shit.
Choo-choo's gone.
Yeah, they had to go through...
Who wants a choo-choo-less Neverland?
It was molestation park, really. I mean,
about
it was
that.
Set up to molest kids. That's all it was.
Very badly.
There's a lot. There's a lot to scrape out of that place.
It had great security system for the master bedroom, though. Remember?
Oh yeah, yeah. 19 different alarm systems would go off if anybody was coming near his room.
Well, thanks to the landmass security, I'm going home.
Trudy, you were 10-2. I was 13-3.
Whoa.
Wow. Pretty close.
What's a better winning percentage?
Let's do a Dr. Dow victory lap.
10-2 would be better than 13-3, but barely.
Balls.
I think. No, wait a second. 13-3 might be. 13-3 is better than 10-2. Just slightly. It's very close.
You're the math whiz.
Wait, 10. If I was 10 hits and 12 at bats, if I had 13 hits and 16 at bats, 5 for 6. 15, 4.
Oh, she ekes it out 83% to 81.
Oh,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Woo!
Help me, Ryan.
Hey, stay in history.
What happened? What do we miss?
This is Murray, sorry.
We're missing all of those. El Biron on Mike, we missed it all, okay? You're doing great, pal. Brian, you got a wonderful tune here. I'm sorry to yell. Al, loosen up a little more.
I don't know when he wants
say
to say sexy.
Rhonda Moore. Rhonda Moore, soft and sexy. Brian, have the guys loosen up. You got a beautiful tune here. Loosen up. You're so tight, fella, they can't believe it.
All right, put your overdub on.
Hey, did you say he came in late to the recording session?
He said he was drunk.
That makes this even better.
Oh, he comes in drunk, just ready to rip people.
Since you put me down, I've been out doing in my head.
Show him how to do it.
They're just putting up with it.
Sing it.
Since you put me down.
No. Since you put me down, booty deep, body deep, body deep. Go on, that kid.
Since you put me down.
No.
Since you put me down.
No, you're.
Since you
put me down, booty deep, booty deep, booty deep.
I'll sing it. I'll let him sing it once.
You want me to leave, Brian?
No, I just wanted you to let him sing it.
Mother and I can leave now.
Here we go, duplicating like last time, huh?
When you sing Rhonda, make it sexy and soft. Rhonda, you look so fine, okay?
Rhonda, you look so fine.
Look so fine.
And I wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda. Help me get her out of my heart.
Help me, Rhonda. Okay. Brian, your voice is shrilling through everybody. Carl, we can't hear Carl. We can hear Dennis, but we can't hear Mike. We can't hear Mike, and we can hardly hear Al.
Okay, now wait a second.
Me?
Can we hear a chord? Just a chord like we used to. When you used to sing clear records, okay? Let's go. Brian, I'm a genius too. Let's go.
A genius.
He was gonna be my wife and I. But she let another guy.
Brian. Fellas, I have 3,000 words to say.
Oh, no.
Quit screaming and start singing from your hearts, huh? You're doing fine now. Watch your oohs. Come in on the low notes, Mike. Carl, ooh, you're Come on. Dennis, you're flatting. Okay, Mike, you're flatting on your high notes. Let's go. Let's roll. So you're big stars. Let's fight, huh? Let's fight for success. Okay, let's go. Okay, fellas, you got any guts? Let's hear it.
That only 82 words.
I said 3,000. Come on, Brian, knock it off. You guys think you're good?
Knock it off.
Let's go. What's the matter? You made too much money, buddy?
Go ahead now. Say what you want
to
say.
All we needed was Al to loosen up. Dennis was flatting. Brian and Mike was flatting on his high notes.
Yeah.
We need help.
We
need the honest projection that we used to have.
You want to have the, like,
when you
the
guys get too much,
right?
When you guys get too much money, you start thinking you're going to make everything hit.
Okay.
Now listen, let me tell you something.
Yes.
When you guys get so big that you can't sing from your hearts, you're going downhill.
Downhill.
So Al was too loud.
Downhill.
But we wanted to make him sing with confidence. He needs it.
That doesn't make him sing with confidence. He can't hear you turn the knob.
Well, I've protected you for 2 years, but I can't go on if you're not going to listen to an intelligent man. Against many people that try to hurt you.
Are you going now?
I am. No. This is
awfully unfair for you to...
Are you going or staying? I want to know.
What you want? If you want to fight for success, I'll go all out.
No, I don't. We don't do that.
You said you got it made.
No, we don't.
Fine. Sorry?
We would like to record under an atmosphere of calmness.
I love you. My mother loves you.
Ryan is just killing me.
Well, you should never have all these people here.
Second of all, they're not saying anything. You're the one talking.
You forget to sing from your heart.
They're not saying anything.
Because you've had a few hits, you got it made. And son, remember this. You always have to fight for success because it comes from your heart. Success never comes from a phony singing for money. You have to sing from your heart.
Don't you go tell Johnny Rivers that. Not
I don't care who you tell. Tell records to anybody. You sing from your heart because you can't compete with their brains that are trying to hurt you. Please remember that you can only... I'm sorry. I can't talk anymore. You can only fight from the bottom of your heart. When you forget to sing from your heart, you do it. But the other guys are cold.
Who's not singing?
I used to make one hit after another.
You never made a hit.
Times are changing.
You know why? Because you guys think you have an enemy.
Times are changing.
Don't ever forget.
Times are changing.
Whoa!
I forget that his mom was there too the whole time.
Yeah.
Poor mom.
I know.
Jesus, he never stops talking.
Oh, what a blabbermouth. Oh. What a jackass.
They should have had Murray record it too, his version of.
Wouldn't that have been great?
The whole thing.
Oh, what an ass.
Oh, my God.
Those
baby,
poor guys.
You look so fine.
He's the one that fucked Brian Wilson up.
Big time. Yeah.
It's pretty easy to decide.
Financially and mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah. No wonder he turned Landy.
It's JFK's Dr. birthday. Landy.
Oh, yeah. JFK. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
JFK, what's his 100th birthday?
Be a hundy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I saw some of the coverage of that. What were they trying to say? I saw a story about him. Let's see. Was he asking for a tax cut on this day in 62 or something? Or 61 maybe? I didn't know why the story was even connected to his 100th birthday. It didn't make any sense to me.
It's the only footage they have had of him. And because he's got his great nephew is a rep with really red hair, Bobby's grandson.
Ginger.
A rep, yeah.
Oh,
and then I forget what his other grandkid. They made some video. I don't even know what the video was for, but his grandkid. He has only got one grandkid.
It's been 50 years since his death. It seems like so long though, because he died when he was young.
Yeah,
so you always have that conception of him.
That was such a huge thing. You know, I was too little to even remember it. Mike Clark was playing with blocks, if you recall. at the age of 8, he was playing with blocks. He somehow remembers it. But he'd been sprayed with cadmium sulfide, we determined.
Right, yeah.
So that was his excuse. But that was so funny.
Oh, my God, you're right.
He revealed that not thinking. I think I was playing with blocks when I found out about that. And like, wait, that was 63. You'd have been 8 years old. Still playing with blocks? Oh. But it was out of that, you know, it seemed like the world was just so, everything was so dark. The whole country was so depressed. It wasn't like, if Trump was assassinated, I hate to even bring this up because I hate talking about this because it's so.
Oh, how would people respond?
Well, yeah. I see certain people openly celebrating or just being glad he wasn't president as opposed to mourning his death. They just think he's so evil, including Angela Merkel. It wouldn't be the same. I mean,
No. Well, social media would make it different.
Yeah, for sure. But social media is becoming. This is what I was thinking today as I was reading this one story, is that behavior on social media is becoming normal behavior. Like, there's like people are being trolls in real life too. For example,
is it really?
I think so. People used to just respect. There's certain things that people just respect just because, this guy's a dick, but I'm not going to do anything about it. But Paul Ryan was going to take a picture with a bunch of eighth graders,
right.
And 100 of the eighth graders said they refused to take a picture with Paul Ryan. And I'm thinking, really, do they know that much about Paul Ryan? Or is this something their parents told them?
Are they his constituents? Are they even from his...
No, I don't. I'm not sure if they were. They probably were because if he was the one that offered to take a picture with him. But the idea that 100 eighth graders would say that, and then if you read the comments, like, smart kids. No. Yeah, okay, certain amount of time, people would have said, you know what, just take the fucking picture. Yeah. Don't be a jerk. You know, he's a senator. He's the Speaker of the House. Just show a little respect, okay?
And they probably not even know one thing about him.
Well, yeah. What eighth graders would be, really? What eighth grader would be pumped up to be a representative?
I sort of felt
Speaker
like,
of the House.
But be so pumped that they'd refuse to take a picture with him? I mean, are they spending that much time on politics? Because that worries me, too. When you're in eighth grade, you shouldn't be worried about what the Speaker of the House is doing.
Right.
I just think that's abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
You're worrying too much.
Right.
You should be a kid.
I kind of agree that the behavior that you see in social media then somehow validates it for, you know, acting out in regular. You're like, oh, hey, everybody does that. So that's the new standard.
Well, Betsy DeVos spoke at Bethune-Cookman, and the students turned their backs and booed her, and the president of the university got up there and said, hey, knock it off, or we're just going to mail your diplomas. And they wouldn't stop. And so I think she just cut her speech short. But, you know, when the president of the university tells you to do something, I would think you would just do it just to be, you know, you're getting your degree that day. But no, they wouldn't. And I just think it's kind of, there's just no respect for anything. Nothing, not that I think Betsy DeVos deserves a lot of respect, but nor Paul Ryan for that matter. But I just would, eighth graders refusing to take a picture with a Speaker of the House just seems, I don't know. That seems like a bad signal to me.
Mm. Well, commencement speeches were all radioactive, weren't they, this year?
Oh, the ones you saw.
Look at the Hillary.
I saw one
that surprised
coughing
me.
Fit, yikes. That's what I think of that.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I swear to God I saw a commencement speech where people were not booing for some reason. And surprise you. Oh, it was Trump's talking to the Coast Guard graduates, yeah. I think, or the it was one of the military academies.
Are you sure it was the military or was it the religious school?
No, I think it was a military. Yeah. I think it was. And nobody was booing. Oh. But that's a military academy.
Right. Well, Kumail Nanjiani, it's a guy who plays.
Oh, yeah, from Silicon Valley.
Valley. Uh-huh. Yeah. Was at a commencement speech for his, I don't know what university he graduated from in Iowa.
Yeah.
And his speech was, hey, everybody should go out and have sex with an immigrant. That's what graduates should do.
Did you see?
Because he felt, though, that he had a rationale for it, because he felt that it took a lot of courage to become an immigrant in this country. And so, you know, should give him one, take one for the team.
Do you know who Maria Bamford is?
Mm-hmm.
I do not.
Stand-up comedian. And she graduated from Minnesota. She gave the Minnesota speech. It wasn't the best speech, but it was kind of interesting what she was trying to say, because she was talking about how when they offered her to speak, they said, of course, we're a state institution, so we can't afford to pay you because we have to be really cautious of how we spend money. And her reply in the speech was, well, I'm an individual, so I have to be cautious about how I spend my time and money, which is kind of interesting that she's telling this story in front of them there. So she counted for 20 grand, and they came back and offered her 10 grand. She said, okay, I'll do it for 10 grand. And then she goes on with her speech, which she said was basically 5 grand after paying out fees and taxes. Then at the end of the speech, she gave it to a student. She gave a student a check for 5
cool.
grand written out to, is it Fannie Mae? Who does the college, the student loans?
Yeah.
So, which was kind of a cool way to do the whole speech. But I thought it was interesting because she's basically shitting on the university as she's giving the speech there. And also of note, during the speech, she mentioned how she was fired from several places and listed Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle as one of them.
Was fired from Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle?
Yeah, she was basically telling students what not to do. And she's like, don't get fired by NBC or Fox or The Laugh Factory or Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. She just listed them all. And I was like, oh, well, I wonder what the story is there. Because she used to play Ridley's all the time. All the time.
Wow, they got a plug.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how many people saw
it. It's just strange, because you're saying as a comedian, not as an employee, right? She's fired as a comedian from there?
Well, that's what I assumed, yeah, based on the speech. So I don't know what happened. Hmm. Or if she was just using it for,
never asked back.
For the story.
Yeah.
Hey, T.J. Miller, by the way, is quitting Silicon Valley. So.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Know, that does suck.
Especially if bummed. You landed Haley Joel Osment for a...
right.
Did you watch it last night?
I saw like 20 minutes of it.
Oh, so you haven't seen the end?
No, I did not see the end.
Well, I just ruined it for you.
I have it upstairs. Well, I have it right here, actually.
I'll queue up a scene for you then at the end with T.J.
There's a little more about the bomber, by the way, the Manchester bomber. And Ariana Grande is doing a charity concert, as predicted here.
Oh, boy.
I don't know when, but apparently she's doing a charity concert, which is a good thing. But his sister says he was angry about American dropping bombs on children in Syria. Yeah, I'm sure America tried to hit children in Syria.
Oh.
And he wanted revenge.
Eye for an eye.
So he decided to kill kids, UK kids, at an Ariana Grande concert.
Makes no
That's
sense.
Really logical thinking. The way she said it, though, she almost sounded like she agreed with him, which pissed me off.
Basically the mentality of us versus the West.
Yeah, I guess. She happens to, well, I don't know where she lives.
You saw that the United States allegedly warned the UK about him.
No, I didn't know the U.S. They sounds to me like they were warned by a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because they were warned by his mosque. And supposedly by his mother.
Really?
Yeah.
Because his dad is.
That's what it sounds like, yeah. His mother's a physicist or something.
Where was your mother?
Scientist, yeah. Oh. He was also angry about the killing last year of a Muslim friend whose death he believed went unnoticed by infidels. This language, infidels, non-believers, whatever, in the UK.
What a loser.
Why was there outrage for the killing of an Arab and a Muslim in such a cruel way? Rage was the main reason. This guy was killed, by the way, by a gang, a street gang, 7 people. I don't know what kind of outrage he wanted. These 7 people who killed this guy are on trial. It was 6 adults who were in a gang and a 15-year-old who was with them, and they're all on trial right now. So I don't know what kind of outrage, why that wasn't good enough that the guy was caught. These people were caught, and they're being taken to trial, but apparently that wasn't good enough for him.
They're losers.
Yep.
Rage was the main reason for the blast, his sister said. He's a college dropout. He went to, let's see, they mentioned the school. I suppose it really matters.
Not very often, though.
He liked soccer. He showed alarming signs of being radicalized years before he walked into a pop concert in Manchester Arena. Some claim he had been banned from the mosque he attended for statements glorifying terrorism. His angry rhetoric even prompted an acquaintance to report him to the authorities.
Go home to mommy.
And he was on the radar of the intelligence service up to a point. It was not clear how much attention officials had paid to his activities where he was radicalized and whether authorities could have or should have stopped him. He was glorifying terrorism, said that was the guy at the mosque. His extremism, his rhetoric was an issue of concern so much that this person reported it. So
he's a loser. Such a loser, he wouldn't take his shirt off at the beach for that picture you just showed me, Trudy.
Yeah.
All his friends have their shirt off, but he won't take it off.
Yeah, there's his boy band.
Puss.
Look at the really stupid
They do look like a little
face.
Boy band, don't they?
Did you see who, regarding Manchester, did you see who broke their silence?
Oh, Ariana Grande's brother.
Yeah. They actually used the phrase, breaks his silence. Which,
I know.
Wait a
we
second.
We so worried.
Has somebody asked Frankie Grande something? He's like, I'm silent right now. I'm not breaking it. But he broke his silence. And I got to say, he broke his silence in one of the most trite ways possible.
What did he say?
He went to Twitter to express his condolences to those affected by the attack. Quote, my prayers, thoughts, meditations, and strength have been focused on those families and victims affected by the horrific tragedy in Manchester, he wrote.
I'm so glad he's broken his silence.
That's how he broke his silence, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Trite comment, but I'm sure he means it. So.
Sure.
There was a letter to the paper about the story that I reluctantly got into about traffic fines being so unfair to poor people. It's too bad some drivers get hefty fines or lose their license for traffic violations. However, they are not trapped in poverty by traffic tickets, as a recent front page story says. There are many reasons for poverty, but I doubt this is one of them. If they obeyed the rules of the road, they wouldn't incur tickets they can't afford to pay, which was not pointed out in the story.
No.
Trillane Ferndale.
How about instead of blaming the laws of Michigan, which apply to all drivers, and the people who enforce them, we start sharing the blame and the responsibility with the people who break those laws. If you can't afford the fine, don't break the law. Simple solution, Grace Slick, East Sterling Heights. Atta girl, Grace.
Oh, you're angry.
Actually, there's a couple other interesting letters.
To those opposing Choose Life license plates, I have a question and solution for you. Question, would you object to a Choose Choice message? The solution, do not buy the plates that so offend you. Georgia Brown Sturgis.
It's lacking context.
Yeah, the Choose Life license plates are available. Being debated. And
oh.
I don't really? Know. It's more money.
Because the money goes to the organization.
Yeah, to Right to Life, which some people are very annoyed by. The fact that they would get money from something the state is putting out.
But if that if they had a Choose Choice and the money went to Planned Parenthood, would there be the uproar?
No. No.
It seems like money
so?
Would benefit.
Went to Planned Parenthood?
If it was Choose Choice?
Do Right to Lifers like Planned Parenthood?
No. If
no, so they wouldn't want money going to Planned Parenthood.
No, if the plate said the opposite, Choose Choice, and the money went to Planned Parenthood instead of Choose Life and the money going to Right to Life.
Oh, would the
uproar be as loud?
The people who are pro-abortion?
Well, no, he's pro-abortion, but if it's pro... never
pro-choice.
Mind, forget it.
I'm sorry, pro-choice.
Never mind.
Well, I mean,
saying,
no,
if it was
seems
opposite.
Like it would cost more money to prevent a pregnancy if you don't want it than it would to just have a baby.
Well,
instead,
the Choose Life people would be pissed.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's either way.
Well, I mean, why do they get coddled?
That was the point of the letter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And then I read with interest State Rep. Thomas Albert's comments on the pension issue facing teachers in Michigan. He pointed out the funds are 60% underfunded. One question. Who did not do what was expected so the pension fund ended up being underfunded? It certainly wasn't the teachers that went out every day and did their jobs. Patricia Russell of Vassal. I don't know why this is such a big deal, putting teachers on 401ks. Everyone is on the 401k. Who has a pension anymore? Why? Oh, well, we have one, but it was cut off. I mean,
no
what,
more
10 years ago?
No more, no more.
Yeah,
well,
no more.
It used to be you'd have both.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
they want to end their pension and supply a 401k.
Right. But this is, of course, being met with outrage.
I would rather have a 401k than a pension.
401k, you'll probably make more money in the long run, but you pay for it yourself.
Yeah, you have control of it.
So what they're...
It's your money.
What they don't like about it is they can have a 401k now and have a pension too. They'd like to have both. I mean, why wouldn't... Right. Why not? Anybody can have... Well, no, I guess the schools would have to offer the school... The state would have to offer them a 401k.
Can government employees, do they have 401ks?
Yeah, they do. They've been turning people. They've been changing people over to 401ks like crazy in government jobs.
Why is it more difficult to administer a 401k or a pension than it is a 401k? Like somebody has to take care of the pensions, make sure that they're, you know,
setting the money aside, I guess, because, you know, there's something's a little short. There's a short change in terms of money. Well, let's just borrow it from the pension fund. There's so much money in there, and it's in the market making more money, or they have less money than's actually required, but it's in the market where it'll earn a certain amount, or so the theory goes, and not everyone's retiring at once. So over time, the feeling is that, you know, you'll make it up.
Who runs the state pension? Who controls it?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, is it a private bank?
I don't think it is.
Because
I don't think it's invested very successfully. It seems like all government programs like that, they're invested very poorly. I've never understood that.
You know,
why
the
they don't
question
make money
is, would
like
you rather
everyone
have a 401k
else.
That's ran by, you know, a bank like Fidelity or...
Yeah, and you can choose the investment options?
Yeah.
I would.
Even though they're limited in what you can choose from, but...
Yeah.
Better than a pension where a board gets together and decides how they want to invest the money.
You want to play the end of this?
Yeah, with T.J. Miller. I was just surprised by this cameo. And do you already know who the cameo is? Did you hear us say it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's the setup, though?
Ehrlich is basically fired and was trying to get a job with, what's the lady's name at the head of the venture capitalist?
I mean, the stiff lady?
Yeah, that's pregnant. Who's what a great character.
I know. She's really funny.
She left to start her own company with the other girl, with Monica.
Her best friend.
Yeah, so Ehrlich was trying to... great. But Ehrlich was trying to get... Or not... Yeah, Ehrlich was trying to get a job with them, and they were like, no. So they gave him some swag and sent him on his way, but he basically has no money. So he's at a coffee shop, and he puts all the swag on this sign that says reserved and sits down at this giant table by himself. And then all these other guys come and sit down by him.
Oh, hey, are you sitting here?
What the fuck does it look like?
Sorry, you didn't tell us who he was inviting to the meeting. You just said it was a bunch of us.
How many are we?
I think a few other firms are coming. Sequoia and Greylock. Maybe a few more from this round.
Jeff from Index Ventures.
You brought swag to a pitch meeting.
I thought you brought it.
So 3 years ago.
Have you seen Keenan yet?
I don't know who that is. Seriously, though, I don't know who you're talking about.
Reem Hall. Hey, man. I don't know who you think you are, but you're not supposed to be at this table.
I don't know who you think you are, but men aren't supposed to grow tits, and yet there they are atop your little
Haley
porch.
Haley Joel Osment. Look how huge he is.
I know.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm fucking Ehrlich Bachman. Who the fuck are you?
I'm Keenan Feldspar. And I like the balls on you. Get out of there. I want to sit next to this guy. Yeah. Oh, man. Nice swag.
So, of course, he likes it all. And then in the end, he ends up partying with him and taking him back to the new, you know, venture capitalist that he wants to get a job at. Because apparently this guy has created the hottest tech in the market, and so everybody wants to fund him.
I can't believe that's Haley Joel Osment.
I know.
No. He's huge.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of the point, yeah.
Wow, he's a hobbit. And Ehrlich Bachman wins the day again.
Something else in here, please?
Monica, the salient.
She's so
ladies?
What are you doing here?
I believe the answer to that question is currently sitting in your unfinished waiting area.
I love it when he's cocky.
Holy shit, is that...
Keenan Feldspar? Yes.
Like he knows who he is.
Why, have you heard of him?
Of course. Every competent VC has. His VR headset is reputed to be the new standard.
Oh, it is. I tested the prototype last night at his house. We got quite drunk.
What exactly is he doing in our waiting area?
Well, Laura, he's waiting. Upon my instruction.
Waves to him.
Imagine. Landing the biggest whale in the valley 2 weeks before you launch your firm. Or should I say, before we launch your firm.
All right. A new build. Great show. Done.
Well,
this show will be fine without him.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
He will be missed.
He will be missed, but it'll be okay without him.
Anything else anybody wants to mention before we call it quits? About 2 hours. Jay, get ready to take us out.
Did you see the lawsuit over Little Caesars? Hmm? You see the Muslim guy that's suing Little Caesars?
Oh, yeah.
Of halal.
He got pepperoni on his pizza and he wanted halal pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, he wanted halal pepperoni because regular pepperoni is pork.
So what's $100 million or something?
Yeah, that seems reasonable, yeah, huh?
I would say so.
Jesus.
How did he know the difference?
Because it tasted like pork. Well, how did he know what pork tasted like? I don't know.
Good question.
I don't know, but I started thinking about it and how stupid food rules are for all religions.
True.
They're really dumb.
Ah.
They're always based on some BS political thing from thousands of years ago.
So if you're Catholic, your food restriction
is... No fish. No fish on Fridays. Only during Lent,
no.
Because that makes
only
any sense.
Only fish on Fridays.
Only fish
no
on Fridays.
No meat on Fridays.
Yeah, no meat or something.
Why only fish on Friday?
Because God demanded it.
Why?
During Lent, it's a sacrifice you're supposed to make. No meat on Fridays. You're supposed to fast on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday.
And what does that do?
What does eating fish do?
No, what does not eating fish do? How does that
not eating
help?
Meat?
Not yeah. eating meat.
Not eating meat.
Well, it helps the fishermen out. That's why they implemented it.
Really?
Thousands of years ago, of course.
Just pulled that out of his ass. No, totally.
Totally is.
Not eating fish helps the fishermen out?
Well, thousands of years ago when they implemented it.
And how does it help them exactly?
Jesus. Because you have to buy more fish. The fish market was suffering. Well, no, that I know, but and so you can't originally eat it was no meat during Lent to help
so
out the fishermen.
Why do you eat nothing? Why don't you just eat nothing and fast on?
But do we have this problem now? It seems to me.
No, of course not.
Overcome this.
But because a rule was made thousands of years ago that people just decide to follow it. Just like no pork for Muslim and Jews because pigs are filthy animals. And if you kept them around the other livestock, they eat a lot of, you know, dead animals and whatnot. They're hard animals to keep.
And you should not eat an animal with its like an egg with a chicken,
sure,
or something like that. If you're Jewish,
well, chickens are
easily the mother of the and the baby.
Chickens took over pork because they're easily to take. You can transfer them easier than pigs.
I
hell about the chicken people.
Lutheran, we didn't really have any restrictions. I don't think.
I guess I just didn't pay attention. I don't know what I'm supposed to
see,
eat.
Aren't they
eat.
Stupid, though? Food rules for religions?
Actually, my dad was with the Mach 4 every Saturday night, so we didn't go to church for a good long time.
Sweet. When the Mach 4 broke up, you guys started going back to church?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, I was like 13. Oh, imagine man. Trying to join church at that Yikes. Juncture.
Wow.
It was hard.
It must have been horrible.
It was pretty hard. You have to, like, all of a sudden sort of get in the groove. And...
Yeah, that's a tough groove to get into.
Yeah.
If you've been out of it.
I know. Anyway.
I think that's pretty much it. What?
Your Asian professor video.
Oh, I don't know. Do you
the Asian...
watch that?
Yeah, well, it's, it sort of makes the point about the whole world being a trolling
disrespect.
World. Yeah.
It's a high school student and his Asian science teacher. And someone pulled out their camera after the argument had started. But he goes hard after Dr. Sue.
Oof, man.
I stop talking. You do not come up to me, Dr. Sue. Get my goddamn face.
That's a student.
You go there. All right.
Sit down.
Okay. You go sit down.
He's right in his face, too.
You go sit down, all right?
He's way
you
bigger
than that. You come up to me like that? Who the fuck do you think you are?
Yikes.
Yeah, twitch your little fucking face. Turn around and raise your fist like that, Dr. Shu. Do it again!
You can do it.
I'm not fucking playing! Alright! Come up to me and do that to me! I'll do it to you!
Student's
bitch!
Bigger than the teacher.
Alright!
Go sit down.
Shut your fucking mouth! Fucking tell me who the fuck you think you are!
Your teacher. That's who he is,
fuck,
idiot.
Nigga. Fucking bitch!
Tries to break the faucet. Yeah, in the lab. Knocks the garbage over. Empties the garbage.
Pick up your fucking room. You do that. You keep doing that. You play Dr. Schumann.
Do not keep doing that.
You took the fucking trash can to me, huh?
We're going
to
get out. Just get out.
Seriously, Michelle, I thought the kid had a stupid haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick up your room. After he dumped all the trash out. What an asshole. He also called him the N-word a couple of times, which... Can you get his racial slurs down?
Yeah, at least apply them to the right people.
Yeah.
That was disturbing.
Oh, what a punk.
Yeah, I
They don't know if he's been punished yet by the school or what's happened to him, but he's deleted all his social media accounts.
Oh,
the kid has?
Which probably devastated him.
Ugh, wow.
I don't know. To me, that's just kind of what seems like it's becoming almost normal.
He'll pick
I would
up.
I would
That's
never
not get. Normal. You don't see that.
I wonder
all
how
the
often
time.
It happens.
Well, if it happens, someone always gets a camera out and films it.
Yeah, maybe we I don't know. I just don't think there's what I was referring to earlier was basic respect.
There's a
even
lack
when
of respect.
You don't really know why you're doing it, it sort of existed, and I just don't think it exists now. I don't think it's just politics.
Well,
politics is a real obvious, easy place to see it. But
that'd be great if Dr. Sue just like kicked his ass after that rampage.
I would have loved to have seen him kick his
kung
ass.
Kung fu on him.
He got within about
That's
an inch
racist.
Of him. I mean, he was clearly threatening the
sorry,
teacher.
Trudy, sorry.
What happened?
I said if he went all kung fu
got,
on him, then Mark Akin.
Why does it got to be kung fu? Why can't it be Muay Thai?
Muay Thai?
I don't know. Isn't that Brazilian?
Muay Thai.
I think kung fu would be better. I'd love to see him kung fu him.
That's racist.
Yeah.
Why? Why
Karate.
Can't he kung fu him? Because
he's
anything.
He could, but that's racist that you'd get jumped to.
Well, David Carradine was the star of kung fu, and he was Anglo. Yeah.
Anyone could kung fu him.
Right.
I want the guy kung fu'd.
Kung fu'd. He should have doubted him. Kung fu'd him and then doubt him out of the room.
Ooh, we should play kung fu fighting.
Everybody
was
kung fu fighting.
Oh, that was really racist.
We can save the A-Rod story
the song?
For later.
Oh, the A-Rod story.
Oh, the Bill Cosby story. You save it?
I got to hear that.
Drew?
Go ahead.
Bill Cosby's paranoid that he's going to have his drinks spiked before the trial.
No,
because
that's what you
he spikes. Because he's been spiking drinks for 50 years.
Yeah.
He thinks everyone else does the same thing.
He's making people think that it's normal. Everybody put something in the drinks. He would wake up every morning at 2:30 and fly across state for those jury selections because he would not stay in the hotel because he was afraid that he would get his drink spiked.
Oh, really?
He and his wife were afraid if he stayed at a hotel, someone would find a way to poison him, put something in his food. He's blind, so that makes him even more vulnerable to being poisoned or having someone sneak into his room, a source close to the family said.
That shows how fucked in the head he is, honestly. The fact that he flies home, he won't stay at a hotel because he's so afraid. Because he did it to people for all that time. He asked these women, yeah, take a couple of these and you relax. And they fall asleep. Next thing you know, his dick is in their mouth or whatever. And so he thinks other people think about, no, you are the fucking creep who's on trial for doing crazy shit like that, you nut. Other people don't do that.
He's afraid they're going to knock him out and play with his hair like he did. They're trying to make him this sympathetic figure. And this article says 60 women have accused him.
Wow.
60? Yeah, it could be.
Cosby has even refused to drink from the courthouse fountains. Instead, he
brought... spike a fountain.
No, he just sounds like an idiot.
He brought water bottles and food from his house 300 miles away. He's also worried about spyware. He's thinking, this is a quote, he's thinking, and his team is thinking, if he's put in a hotel room, someone will find out which room he's staying in, and they'll put a bug or a device in the room.
So they can't.
What's
they can
he afraid of them seeing him doing? What's he doing that he's so afraid of?
Knocking out a random chick.
I think he sounds like a nut.
Plenty of people would have a motive, according to the family source. Camille really worries about him.
No.
She calls throughout the day to check on him.
No, the motive is to take him to the legal community where he belongs and punish him appropriately, not to do something outside the legal system like he did to all those women.
Apparently his camp is really pissed off, too, because Jesse Jackson claims to have forgotten Bill's number. he claims to have forgotten Bill's number.
No, maybe they just aren't defending people on the basis of race, especially people that rape 50 or 60 women. It's maybe not so cool.
Now, just open mind. Pretend you're Bill Cosby's camp, because Al Sharpton won't return his phone calls either.
And?
But his camp is very upset because both of those guys, Jackson and Sharpton, were very vocal in their support of Michael Jackson and the charges against Jackson's
weapon. Which they shouldn't have been. They should not.
Of course not.
Michael Jackson.
But if you're in Cosby's camp and they did, wouldn't you think, where's our support?
I think expecting support on the basis of race is embarrassing.
Of course. Honestly. But you're in Cosby's camp. You're still in Cosby's camp. You haven't left yet. So you're going to think dementedly.
Yeah, I guess. He sounds like a complete nut to me. All these things, he sounds crazy.
And here's the final part. Cosby and his representatives have repeatedly attempted to meet with NBC Nightly News host Lester Holt, but the network has
blocked
it.
Black.
Yeah. The Cosby, I know there were meetings scheduled between Cosby's team and Lester Holt. Every time we scheduled, Holt kept canceling, and this kept happening. Finally, we were told by NBC that had forbidden Lester Holt to meet with or have dinner with Bill Cosby.
Because he doesn't want anything in his drink.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be spiked. I do love that Holt's trolling him and kind of keeping it going. Like, oh, let's reschedule. Let's reschedule. Let's just reschedule.
Well, why would Lester Holt want to go out with a rapist? It's not because it's not the rape.
If he invited a camera, rapist. I bet Lester Holt would meet with him.
Oh, he'd love dinner.
He probably just wants to talk to him without a camera.
Mm-hmm.
And
why would Lester Holt meet with a rapist?
He wouldn't.
Hang out with him.
He wouldn't.
He's faking, pretending he's blind.
Unsighted.
Oh, if he goes, though, he could trip him up.
That's true. Yeah, throw a football at him. Because it hits him in the eye. He's got a big black eye at trial the next day. Lester Holt fired a football at him.
The story would be Lester Holt assaults Bill Cosby with a football.
He said, I forgot he was blind. I thought he was kidding around. I thought it was just for the trial. Draw sympathy. I had no idea he was fucking blind.
That's going to be a fun trial to keep an eye on.
Oh, yeah.
Very
interesting.
Nasser can wait. Chris Cornell?
Chris Cordell?
The update on Chris Cornell?
About his wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it right here. About the last phone call?
Yeah. Well, and why she called?
Yeah, he was turning the lights on and off. He apparently could control the lights at their house, which is really strange.
It's an app.
He was in Detroit.
Oh, yeah. I got that.
So you could do it from California?
Do it to Joey right now.
I could do it right now.
Turn off all the lights on Joe.
No, you have to be within, you know.
Oh, huh. You should get the Cornell package.
Wi-Fi. Yeah.
So she thought something was really weird about him turning the lights on and off.
Yeah.
And then she talked to him and he sounded, I guess, slurring his words. So, but, you know, we know what happened.
Complaining about his crew.
Yeah, complaining about his crew. She thought that... she recognized, she called cocky, aggressive talk out of him as when he was back on opiates in the old days.
Yeah.
She said he used to talk like that 14 years ago. So recognizing that, she thought something was really wrong, and that's why she was so adamant about this guy getting in the room. And she even told the hotel he was having a heart attack because she wanted them to knock the door down.
Oh, boy. Wow. Well, she called the security guard right away.
Right.
So she knew something was up because she challenged him on the two Ativan and said, that sounds like you took something else there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the toxicology will prove a lot of this.
Yeah. True. We'll find out.
She also said that he had no track marks on his arms before he left for the concerts.
His funeral was Friday.
Yeah. Brad Pitt was there, which I thought was odd.
They were good friends.
I didn't know that.
They were tight.
Huh.
Yeah. And Serge Tankian from System of a Down in Rolling Stone talking about how they had this great conversation about what they were going to do, you know, plans in the future, in the near future.
Well, this weekend. Yeah. He was supposed to be with his wife and kids this weekend, so really sad.
Awful.
Sucks. All right, Jay, take us out of here.
Little
Allman Brothers? Yeah.
Sure.
They're wasting time no more.
Sweet.
Last Sunday morning, the sunshine. Maybe sometimes then you don't. Subway train.